Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Cleveland Guardians lost in Texas 6-3 yesterday. They'll look to bounce back against the Rangers tonight with first pitch scheduled for 6:40. Cincinnati Reds also lost their game versus Milwaukee Brewers 5-3. The Redlegs have lost two straight and will look to get back in the win column versus the Brew Crew tonight. Coverage starts just after 7 o'clock on the Fan 2. And there was plenty of drama in the World Cup yesterday as two games came down to penalty kicks. Paraguay upset Germany and Morocco beat the Netherlands to reach the round of 16. Brazil will join them after scoring a late goal to knock out Japan. Team USA will be back in action tomorrow night. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property, call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty and get a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Tyvis. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun. Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the five best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Welcome in. Happy Tuesday to you. What's up? I'm T-Bone. He's Tyvis. Good morning, go to hell. Tyvis, how are you doing today, bud?
I'm disgusted with myself.
Why are you disgusted with yourself?
Because last week I told you that, well, I didn't tell the world, but I had told you that I did something in my life for the first time that I never thought I would do.
And what was that?
I went to, at that time, I went to three different fast food restaurants. Dylan, shut up. I don't want to hear
it. I don't think this is the first time.
This is definitely the first time. This is definitely the first time. Three different fast foods all for one dinner plan? This is terrible. Okay. This is terrible. Sure. My kids wanted McDonald's.
Yeah.
My wife claims she don't eat McDonald's anymore. So she wanted Panera Bread.
Okay.
I wanted neither one of those things. I wanted Panda Express. Now, if you're on 23, you know 23 has all those three restaurants all in the same vicinity.
Yeah.
Well, that was that night. Last night.
So you went to three different fast food places because your family forced you to.
Correct.
Not because, I want to just point out here, one of those places was for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was for your wife.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was for a gunman who held you hostage and said, please drive me here? No, that was you deciding to go to a separate place from either of those other two food options. Don't tell me you're not a foodie and that you don't love food.
Because
you absolutely said, I have to go to a third option. Yeah. That's why you went to three and not two, because of you.
If you truly didn't care, you would have found something to eat at one of those
other
places.
That's right. Or you could have just said, you know what, we got stuff at home.
I didn't want that.
I'll eat something healthy at home. I'll just eat something healthy at home.
Yeah, because you're passionate about
Panda
food.
Express ain't semi-healthy.
I don't know what you get.
No, it's not.
What'd you get, Tyvis?
What did you get there? Go ahead.
Is Panda Express semi-healthy?
You didn't even say healthy. You had to throw in semi. You're an 18-wheeler out there.
I got fried rice.
Okay.
So I got vegetables in it.
Yeah, so does a Whopper, man. It's got lettuce and tomato. What are we talking about? Get out of here with that. That doesn't count.
I got vegetables.
It's not healthy.
It.
Yeah,
that you counts. Never, that you, absolutely counts.
You've never gone to Cava or Chipotle and been like, yeah, do you have the fried rice? I'm trying to eat healthy. Like, there's no chance
I got to go to Cava, actually.
I have never been.
I got to try the place.
Okay.
So anyways, I got the honey
fried rice.
I got the honey sesame chicken, which is only 300 calories.
Okay. Is that deep fried or is it just regular? I'm trying to remember how they serve that chicken. I mean, I go straight for the orange chicken, so I'm not going to lie to you and say I eat healthy.
I had the honey sesame and the orange.
Yes! That's fine. I'm supportive of this. I'm not shaming. You're the one who started off with, you're the guy who shames us for eating what we eat, and then you're sitting here saying, yeah, I had to go
make a special trip for orange portion.
Chicken and honey sesame, fried rice.
It was a little small portion.
I was going to ask, how does this align with your cheat day, which is supposed to be on Wednesdays? Sounds like you had one yesterday.
That wasn't necessarily a cheat day.
A cheat meal.
It's semi-healthy.
I'm semi-healthy in the sense that I'm getting to be the size of a Freightliner.
and I'm trying to be healthy. That's what I am. Semi-healthy.
Because Chipotle is semi-healthy, that means you can have that any day, and it doesn't count against your cheat day.
I'm semi-healthy because...
That is a fact, yes.
Okay. I'm semi-healthy because I look like I live on roller dogs from a pilot Flying J. That's semi-healthy.
So the reason I bring this up is because that was last week. Okay. Well, yesterday, my wife wanted to get, like, family pictures taken at the house.
Oh, sure.
So, like, that ran into dinner time, so we couldn't cook, so we just went out and grabbed something.
Uh-huh.
Were you taking pictures in the kitchen?
No.
No, that was where his barbershop is. That's where his barber comes to cut his hair. So they couldn't take pictures in the kitchen.
Correct.
They cooked the food out in a parking lot. It was just all, like, nothing is used the way it's supposed to be in Divas' house. That's what I've learned. The baby actually sits on the roof. Just they put him out on the roof and just say, good luck, baby tsunami.
I was this close to getting my hair cut on the side of the highway on Sunday. That was close.
Hang on. Only one unhinged story at a time, Tyvus. Can we finish this eating story?
So we had to go out and get dinner, basically, and my kids wanted McDonald's.
Okay.
I say all this to say, my wife gave up on her hate for McDonald's, and she decided to eat McDonald's.
Oh, she didn't like McDonald's? I didn't know that.
Well, she was claiming about the stuff she's seen about the food and the meat and all of that stuff.
Sure. Whatever. Live. That's fine. Yeah. I'm not trying to force anybody to eat it. I just didn't know this.
But
that's
she said, you know what? Screw it. Give it to me. I just eat the 10-piece nugget. Whatever. Okay. I said, no, I don't want that. I went back to Panda Express. Oh,
my God. I'm telling you. I'm proud of you, but you need to come to peace with who you are. You need to make peace with yourself, all right? And just realize you like food, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't want that.
I got it, but your wife, who hates McDonald's.
I wanted something semi-healthier. That's semi-healthier.
Your wife, who's hating McDonald's, said, you know what? For the good of our family, I will suffer through it because I'm not a huge McDonald's fan. And you said, yep, not me. I'm not suffering for anything. I'm going where I want to go.
Well, I was driving, so it was like, you know.
Uh-huh, sure.
If I'm driving, I'm in control of everything.
Now, do you eat Panda Express in the car, like eat your Chipotle in the car, or do you actually have the sense to take that home?
Well, it's not that far away from my house, so I could hold off.
Because I was going to say, I don't know how you eat a Chipotle burrito in the car, but...
You gonna let it just sit there for 2 hours?
I'm not going to order something that I can't eat right away.
So you're just not going to eat?
No, I'm going to eat something that is made to eat in the car,
but
not a Chipotle burrito.
But it's not healthy.
You're going to Panda Express. What are we talking about? I'm losing my mind. Like, I'm the crazy one here, and I don't think I am.
Panda Express is semi-healthy.
It's fine. I'm not sure you can eat healthy, have healthy options.
That's what I'm saying. I pick some.
Did they get rid of the white rice, or did they do it, or did they just have fried rice now? How does that work? Because I'm trying to figure out how that was
The white rice don't have vegetables.
It's fair. You know what? Point to you on that. That's great. Fine. Semi-healthy. You and me both. Semi-healthy. By the way, we've buried the lead. Today is a Hot Take Tuesday.
It's Hot Take Tuesday!
It's called Hot Sacky Tuesday as well, because my God, it's going to be moist and blazing out there today.
I ran around my neighborhood yesterday.
How long did you go?
I think it took me like 6 or 7 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, in the heat, that probably counts for like 10 minutes or 12 minutes. That's pretty good.
I went out there, and as I ran, I thought to myself, this ain't nothing.
Okay.
Is it nothing?
No, it's okay.
This is nothing.
It is something, and you have to be aware of the fact that we are at a point.
I was out there 32 years old in 90-degree heat. Running like it was 75.
Yesterday was also just an appetizer for
today
the
and the rest of the week is when it's really cranking up.
Down
No.
Paramedics on standby.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, so Hot Take Tuesday, tweet us at Bone and Tyvus 971 or go to the YouTube chat, YouTube 971 The Fan, T Bone and Tyvus. You'll be right there. And then you can jump in the chat and leave us your hot take as well. So part of the thing with the warm weather, I was looking up a little bit of why. This hot take, hot Tuesday, why it is so bad to be outside when it is this hot and humid. The problem is that your skin needs, the sweat has to evaporate off your skin to cool you off. That's something we have. That's how we cool ourselves, right? Problem is when it's like 95 degrees and 90% humidity, the air is already full of moisture and it's like, nah, we're good. We don't need to evaporate that off your skin. So you can't cool off. So that's where they say, like, you can be sitting in the shade and not doing anything and still overheat if you're not careful. So yeah, take proper precautions. And obviously, if you know someone who's like air conditioner is not working or they don't have air conditioning, try to help them out best you can. I know there's cooling centers around town as well, so definitely take part of those if you need them. But yeah, miserable hot day out today. And I'm someone who likes the heat, and I'm saying, no, it's going to be a little too hot for even me.
Oh yeah? What is it going to be in New York?
It's going to be like the same here. It's going to be like 95 and 90% humidity. I am going to New York after the show today.
Y'all walking around?
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to do that because tomorrow I got to wear pants, which is a bizarre.
But you're going to be inside.
Yeah, but I have to walk to the inside from another inside. So I have to walk like 20 minutes the outside in pants, and it's going to be swamp ass. I'm going to tell you right now, that's going to be a problem day.
Is Fish taking you to a Mets game?
No, we're not going to a Mets game. Nah. We're actually going to be there today.
Why would you want to go do that?
Because he likes the Mets.
They stink.
I know. I'd want to go harass him.
You work for the Browns every week during football season.
Did you see? That's
fair.
Did you see Juan Soto yesterday? Stupidity.
What'd he do?
He and I forget who the center fielder is. No, he like took it. The ball's coming down. It's like he's trying to come in on it. He's going half-assed. He's not like charging in to dive in on it. He doesn't pull up to like wait for it. He kind of half swipes at it, goes under his glove, rolls to the wall. He turns around and is like, dang, and like claps his hands as like the ball goes past him, and he's like, claps the glove. And then he turns and kind of like does the like, I'm hustling across the crosswalk kind of walk. Not a like, I'm sprinting because this guy's going to get inside the park home run.
How much you getting paid?
$750 million, yeah. But that's just to hit. That's not for defense.
You can't expect to play both parts of the game. Can't expect him to play defense and offense. Like that's, yeah. Anyway, so I would love to go to Citi Field and scream at the Mets, but I don't think they're there. I think they're in Toronto right now. But yeah, whatever. It's fine. There is a World Cup game going on in New York today as well. That is the France game, I'm pretty sure. France and Sweden. So won't be going to that either, Tyvus. Going to go hang out with radio people all day today and tomorrow.
You're doing it for the betterment of the show.
I'm doing it to try to get us up from 8 in the market ratings that we have. Not the ratings, but the Barrett Sports Media rankings for our morning show. Play.
I'm just not looking at this.
Look at this idiot. Look at him.
He crazy.
And then their center fielder runs over and he kicks the ball and then it just goes for inside the park home run.
You should get Fish to take you to that World Cup game on the company car.
Oh, dude.
He should have laid out.
Trust me. I thought about it. I'm wearing my USA and Alexi Lawless suck shirt just in case.
If you ever wanted to see what a business decision looked like.
It was a business decision, man. It's bad. Bad. All right, the alleged kidnapping corner is out of the NFL. Details next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now, no major crashes that we're watching on your Central Ohio roadways. Watching things pick up on 71 near downtown and on 33 up in Plain City. But again, no problems right now. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your
fan.org. All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet. Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains. And Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
The extreme heat warnings go into place this afternoon as we are going to start off warm and muggy and then turning hot and sunny with temperatures in the 90s, but feels like well into the triple digits. We don't get much recovery as we go into tonight with mostly clear skies overnight and lows in the mid to upper 70s, so make sure to check on your neighbors. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan. Tyvus is drinking a protein shake for breakfast. T-Bone is eating a protein donut. Minus the protein. And it's more than one donut. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
It is Hot Take Tuesday. More of your hot takes coming up in mere moments. We have got a lot on tap today. Meredith Garfalo, our friend from the weather, 10TV meteorologist, she announced last week she's going to be gone. She's leaving 10TV. She's going to be, I think, kind of like off doing her own thing. Like, I think she's kind of done with meteorology for now, but she has decided to move on from 10TV. And we wish her the well in that. We're going to miss her, all that stuff. I mean, she's been a great part of the show. She did all her Football Friday forecasts here. You hear her literally every commercial break, practically giving you the weather. She's a big part of the show. So today is the last time we're going to have her on. We'll have her on at 8:30. So we'll say goodbye to Meredith. You can join us for that coming up at 8:30. But yeah, and then I think Thursday's her last day at 10 TV. So definitely wish her well. You know, follow her on Instagram, all that stuff, and keep up with her because I'm sure she will continue to be, you know, inspirational and friendly and all the stuff that makes Meredith great. You can still see all that on Instagram and hear from her from time to time. But yeah, she's not going to be on 10 TV and here on The Fan anymore. So today's last day. So we're going to miss her. That's too bad. She's a bright personality.
Yeah, that's the one thing we're going to miss a lot. She's a wonderful soul.
Yeah.
And if you ever get a chance to meet her and just talk to her, she's a genuinely nice, wonderful soul.
Good human being.
Yes.
And then also, like, we come in here and I'm just grumbling about the Browns or the Jackets or the Buckeyes only winning by 35 and not 42 like I thought they should have.
That's sad that we really...
Hashtag over yeah. and hit the under and I feel mad. And then you talk to Meredith and she's just like, isn't life great? And she, like, you know, says something nice and positive. So, like, yeah, she's one of those people that helps bring you out of it if you're a little frustrated, a little down on a certain day. So, yeah, so we're going to miss Meredith for sure. But 8:30, we will have her on. So stick around for that. I saw on the front of kidnapping cornerbacks, not getting kidnapped, but allegedly kidnapping someone or participating in it. Lions have released Terrion Arnold. Yesterday was a roller coaster for that dude, right?
Yeah.
So there were the accusations last week that he, along with a bunch of other people, are accused of coordinating a kidnapping and beating, essentially.
Yeah.
Of a couple of people they suspected of stealing stuff from them at an Airbnb. Kind of a confusing setup to that story, but Terrion Arnold, some other friends of his, stayed at an Airbnb.
They accused
some people of robbing them, reported to police, and then a day or two later, allegedly, said, never mind, we're going to lure them back to this place and
we're going to handle it ourselves.
And handle it ourselves, right. Allegedly. So then... he spent the weekend in jail after turning himself in. The judge said...
They didn't even give him bail on Friday. Told him, you got to be held till Monday. I said, dang.
Yeah, well, then they said, you may not get bail. We may not even allow you to get out of jail. We may just hold you here till the trial happens, which, of course, would be not ideal, especially if you didn't do it. But, yeah, so he was hoping, obviously, not to have to do that.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the news came down earlier in the day.
He get bail.
A million dollar bail.
He got paid 10% of that. What's that? $100,000.
Yeah.
They wasn't even gonna have him on house arrest, so he could go to practice and do all those.
They literally said. I watched some of the video of it. Because his lawyers made the case that, like, their arguments were. I mean, they're his lawyers. They're supposed to. But the arguments were pretty strong. They're like, he was the only one on this group that wasn't, like, physically at this location at the time some of this stuff occurred. He was the only one who was, like, they were making all this case that in the group chat, he was more or less like a bystander in the group chat. Just happened to do all this stuff.
Because they were saying it was like a FaceTime call, and he was like, he wasn't even on the FaceTime call.
Something,
he wasn't
right.
even there.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you got a shot at it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, what I didn't realize is that this event happened, like, a year ago.
Well, I thought it was in, like, February.
I thought it happened a year ago.
Oh, maybe it was a year ago in February. I mean, I know it was the dates that I saw were said February. So, like, it has been a minute since this occurred.
Correct.
It was not like this happened yesterday and then they arrested him, you know, that kind of thing. This happened a while ago. And the police were trying to figure out who they should arrest, all this stuff. And this is when, last week, that all became official. So he gets the judge to say, I'm going to grant you bail. You can go back to work, like, they even said, we're not going to put an ankle monitor on you because, well, your job, where you run around on a football field, can't do that. So we're not even going to make you wear the ankle monitor. And I saw the video of him. He's all smiling and hugging his attorneys. And, like, they're all, I mean, I'm sure he felt great.
Yeah, he did.
And the news came out a couple hours later. Lions cut Terrion Arnold.
I was like, oh,
damn.
Man. I was like, oh, man. He got all the stipulations to be able to go. And when they cut him, I said, oh, he guilty. He must be guilty because that's sad.
I mean, I don't know that he's guilty or not. I have no idea. But I just know that, like, that man went from, I mean, because you can see it on his face. He's like, all right, I'm back. I'll go back to work. And I saw Florio even wrote an article saying he can go back to work for the Lions. The Lions have an out here because the judge granted him bail. They can say, hey, we're working through this process. Apparently, the Lions said, no, we're not. We don't care. Get out of here. And I do think this is a fair point to bring up, that if he were a like all-pro corner, I don't think that he's getting released. Do you?
No.
Okay.
You know how hard it is to get a lockdown corner in the league?
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Right.
I was still kind of shocked, though, because he's a former first-round pick. He's going into his third season.
Have you heard about him? Do you know about him?
Yeah.
You go ask Detroit Lions fans about him.
They're not big fans of his. Yeah. But you're right. Like, to your point, they used a first-round pick, Dylan, and then they said, because, you know, sometimes teams will double down on, like, well, we've invested in this. The sunk cost fallacy, right? Apparently, they don't subscribe to that. Yeah. They said, we're out on this dude. We don't care. We don't want him. So,
yeah, but also, this is like a perfect case of a dude that gets a second chance in the NFL, because you can do pretty much anything but gamble, I guess.
Well, there's that. But also,
he's getting another shot.
Oh, he'll get another, because he was a starter on a decent NFL defense, right?
Yeah.
As good or bad as he was, like, there are way worse guys playing minutes in the NFL, like getting snaps in the NFL. And I think he could certainly find a spot on a roster. Again, if he did any of this, he should go to jail. If he didn't, I don't think the Lions were preparing to cut him prior to this, right? So it's kind of one of those situations where he's in a weird middle place where he's not bad enough that he was just outright going to be out of the league no matter what, because he was just awful.
Right.
But he wasn't good enough that they said, oh, we're going to stand by him. We believe, nope, they don't believe in anything with him, and they cut him. Now, part of the reason they may have done that
is because Nick Saban wrote a letter.
I did see Nick Saban wrote a letter of what do they call that? Like it's not an endorsement, I guess. Kind of, it's like a personal endorsement of like his character
reference.
Yeah, yes, character reference. That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Tyvus. Yeah, that's so. Like, the interesting thing apparently with this is that if he had been cut the way he was, if he was still on the team, if he wasn't cut, there is a chance that the NFL comes in and says, cool, he's on the suspended without pay list, you know what I mean? Or suspended with pay, where they take him off the roster.
Commissioner's exempt list.
Yeah, that's it.
Exempt list.
The Lions, as you may remember, famously do not like to play around with money. Ask Barry Sanders or Megatron about that. Remember when those guys retired with money left on their deal and they went back after signing bonuses from legendary Hall of Fame level guys? They said, I'm sorry, you quit before your contract's up, you owe us $1 million.
Yeah.
That's why Megatron wouldn't go back. That's why Calvin Johnson said, I don't want to deal with them.
Yeah.
So, like, that's an organization that cares about money number one over everything else. So I wonder if the reason that they cut him wasn't because they think he's guilty or innocent or whatever. It's just because they said, oh, if the commissioner puts him on that exempt list, we will have to continue to pay him until this whole legal process sees itself out. We don't want to do that. We'd rather just cut him. And that's what I think. I believe that's the choice they made, because I think the way they cut him allows them to pretty much be out from all future obligations to him. So
well, I guess, yeah.
Because they can say it's like
his signing bonus was, what is it, 10? Dang, hold on.
I forget what it was, but they did say that, like, his signing bonus was something that would, like, his signing bonus was at a level that they were going to go after some of the money potentially. But I don't know now if they will.
Fully guaranteed signing bonus of 7.25.
Yeah, they were going to go after, they said they might go after a prorated amount of it. I'm sure that'll happen if he's found guilty. If he's not found guilty, then they'll just say, okay, you keep your signing bonus. We didn't have to pay you, and you really weren't that good for us anyway, so we just get out of the deal. But
yeah, I'm sure they got something legally.
I'm sure they do.
Remember, that was, I think Shamar Stewart. That was like the holdup with Shamar Stewart's contract, wasn't it, last year?
Was it really?
And they put something in there that's something about legal stuff in there that wasn't in there before.
That's right.
They were arguing over that.
That
clause.
Was, and they said yes. The Bengals said everyone else in the NFL has it. That's right. So this is why.
So that probably
So why people apparently want these in contracts. But yeah, so I wonder if the Lions do have that. To your point, maybe that allows them to get around some of this. All right, Hot Take Tuesday. An NFL writer spoke some truth about the Jackets, maybe even had a couple hot takes. You'll hear those in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now we are watching one crash on the southwest side. This is off of Harrisburg Pike, right in line with Frank Road. Watch for crews clearing that out right now. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your
fantasy UA.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. All of the hair on their heads is slowly migrating to the lower part of their faces. And tracking. This is T-Bone and Tybus.
It's a Hot Take Tuesday. You can tweet us your hot takes at Bone and Tybus 971 or head to the YouTube chat. Just go to YouTube, 971 The Fan, T-Bone and Tybus are in there. Alex is always in the chat. Appreciate you, Alex. He said, hashtag Hot Take Tuesday, fans love to praise loyalty until a player stays with one team and never wins. They call it wasted potential. See Joe Thomas, see Damian Lillard, see Tony Gwynn, or Bruce Thornton. Huh. That's a hot take. I don't think you're totally wrong on that at all. I do think there is some wiggle room in between loyalty and seeking
glory. Well, Dame Lillard left, so you can take him off.
Okay. Yeah. But he was for a while when he was there.
He didn't want to, but he ended up leaving.
That did happen. You're right.
But I don't mean to make everything about LeBron, except for that I do. But if he were to have stayed in Cleveland and never left and have no championships right now, I don't think all the people that hate him would be like, yeah, goodbye, LeBron, for staying with this crappy organization and not winning a championship.
Yeah, he should have left a long time ago.
No, but
at this point, if LeBron ain't, man, come on. I ain't mad at him for doing what he did.
I do think you can, I don't know. I'm not the type of person who will criticize someone for leaving to go seek a championship, especially like.
Except for Kevin Durant.
That's the one exception. That's not even an exception, though. That's literally like he went to the team that beat him when they had that team down, 3-1?
Correct.
And then they came back and won 3 straight.
The way
and then
he said it is that Golden State never won anything, so he didn't see
it. Yeah, they're
it
an
as,
underdog franchise.
Yeah.
He's such an idiot. God, I can't stand him. He's a great player.
When he sat down and said that, I said, boy, Draymond sold you, did he? He sold you a dream, because that's
delusional. There's liars, and then there's people that lie so well that they convince themselves, and Kevin Durant is at the top
of
that.
Yeah, I think Kevin Durant has pretty much convinced himself of whatever he needs to. But no, on the loyalty thing, I don't necessarily, I don't know, this is going to sound weird. I don't value loyalty because I feel like loyalty is another way of saying comfort. Like there is a comfort level that comes with playing for a team your entire career. I've always thought that about Joe Thomas. He's a tremendous player. He is obviously one of the greats in Browns history. One of the greats all time to do it in the NFL. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's an offensive lineman. But I do feel like that's a guy who multiple times had chances to go play elsewhere, and he was just like, no, I'm comfortable here. And I think that perpetuates losing to some degree when you have players who are like, I'm just comfortable being here. Myles Garrett, whatever you think of him, and I have certainly some issues with signing a deal in the very next year, immediately saying I want out, and before the deal saying I want out, and then signing it to get all the money and then immediately being like, no, please trade me again. But
I respect that too, but go ahead.
But he's fine. I respect getting the money. You're right. You're right. No, this is a charity. You're right, Dylan. That's fair. But Myles Garrett actually said, hey man, I gave it a shot here. I'm the best player at my position in the NFL. They're not winning anything here. I want to go win somewhere. And so now he's going to an organization where he has a very good chance to go win.
If Joe Thomas would have left, would you have blamed him?
No. I said it when he was on, like when he re-signed again, one of the last times he did. I remember doing a show with Common Man, and we kind of said this. Like, this is the type of thing that I think perpetuates losing. So
if Bruce left, would you have blamed him?
No, because I think, again, it comes down to a point of where you say I'm comfortable versus, I mean, again, loyalty is admirable to a degree, but like, I don't think loyalty is necessarily, I don't think in pro sports that's where we're at, because they're not loyal to you.
So you
know that. They are not loyal to the player at all.
So technically you on the side with Krill and Zach.
Oh, I said yesterday, I've been saying with Zach Werenski, like, I don't blame him for saying I said yesterday, it's like an airline pilot that walks into the plane and goes, gang, I don't know, the tires are flat, one of the wing flaps doesn't work, and the tail wing fell off. I don't think this plane can fly. He's looked at it. He's an expert, and he's saying this plane's not good. And we go, oh man, why do you hate planes? Man, you don't want to do your job. And it's like, he's saying it's not a good plane. He's seen it. He's been there. He said this plane doesn't fly. I don't blame Zach Werenski for looking at this organization and saying this organization doesn't fly. and I don't know that I can win here. And you're asking me from 2 years from now, or next year at the very earliest, am I going to sign a deal to stay here for probably the rest of my career? He said, I'm not committing to that. I don't know what you're going to be like in a year from now.
I need to see it.
Right. And I don't think that makes you like an evil person. I don't think that makes you disloyal.
By the way, well, Creel said, I'm not.
Oh, I think that's a whole, I think he's just trying to get money.
I think so?
Oh, I think his agent is 100% being like, oh yeah, he's not going to sign either. Better make an offer. And like, trying to get a humongous deal for him now, especially in light of, he did this after the Zach stuff's been boiling, right? So now you know, hey, you're going to lose a guy who produces goals as a defenseman.
Was they not going to pay him a decent contract before?
I don't know. I'm saying he wants to get as much money. His agent's trying to get as much money as he can.
I mean, I get it. I respect it.
Yeah. If that's what the game is, now I don't know. Maybe he will also push his way out and get a trade too, but he could also be trying to do this for money. I'm just telling you.
You ain't going to ruffle all these feathers and then just didn't sign.
I agree with what Alex said, is that fans love to praise loyalty until a player stays with one team and never wins. Then we call it wasted potential. I don't know if I'd call it wasted potential. I'm just saying, as much as I want loyalty, I want winners. And I do feel like sometimes winners who play for losing organizations time after time after time after time, they become losers because they have adopted the losing ways of the franchise. They've become comfortable and they don't want to go out and try to push themselves.
No, it depends on where the person is going. Like that to me plays a part into it. Cause I hear the loyalty thing as well. And I agree with him. I agree exactly what Alex is saying. But like, let's say Myles Garrett wanted to trade because he said he wasn't seeing it. And he went somewhere to like
the Commanders.
Yeah. Okay. The Commanders.
They're like a halfway decent team.
Let's say he went to like
the Raiders right now.
Sure.
I mean, I'm just saying, they got Fernando Mendoza, but we don't know what the hell they're going to be. Yeah.
I would be looking at him like, what are you doing? Like, it was about the money.
He did. And right. He pushed his way out to go to the Rams. Like, I mean, I think
got them penciled in.
Dude, if I could push my way in a fan trade right now out of the Browns and into the Rams, I think I would do it. I know I can. I just feel guilty.
There's nothing stopping you.
If I roll in here with Rams gear tomorrow, you guys are all going to make fun of me. I can't do that. That's disloyal. And if that would get ripped.
If you would have did it when he got traded, I would have been okay with it. Yeah. It's well, too late. Fair enough.
That would have been quite a moment. Here's Frank Cervalli, one of the guys who has been writing a lot about the Zach Werenski stuff. This is him talking about the Blue Jackets yesterday.
Everything that they do is reactive. Like I love Don Waddell. He's a wonderful guy. Don Waddell is nearing retirement age. They hired Rick Bonus for one more year to kick the can down the road for what? Everything is reacting to everything else that's going on. Why not get ahead of these things? Why not set your franchise on a path for success? Like, I swear their team slogan should be, we're just happy to be here, because that's what it feels like they are in the NHL. They're never going to be on a path to contention if everyone's constantly walking out the door because no one ever puts this team in the right place.
Now, it's a hot take, but I don't know that it's wrong.
I want it to be wrong, but I understand what he's saying.
I liked the Rick Bonus hire, but my understanding at the time was, you know, when they were deciding about it, I thought the way this team responded when he came in, he got a big bump out of them. Yes, down the stretch, they faltered. And maybe we should have looked at that too. But I thought, you give him a full year, he's going to get this team. He'll find out what the core of this team is, right? He'll get them to play up to their potential or not. But we saw him do it last year. I saw him get more out of this roster than anyone has in the last few years. And I thought, okay, maybe I'm here for that. Not maybe. I was
he ended
here for
up
that.
Signing what, a 4 or 5 year?
Who, Bones?
Yeah.
No, he's
no,
one this, more year.
This year.
This is it.
We'll see what's going on next year.
Yeah. But like,
I thought that
when they did that, I was thinking, okay, he's going to find out what this team can do. And then they'll probably bridge him to like some assistant who's coming up or whatever. Now, if I'm reading this right, it does start to sound like some of these core players are like, yeah, we don't like this guy. I don't think Zach is necessarily a fan of his, right? If he's pushing his way out once he finds out that last year,
at the end of the season, with the press conference. But I don't know. I thought that looking at what Bones did, the excuse that I gave him was that if he was here for a full season, they wouldn't have started off so slow.
Right.
So therefore, even if they did trip at the end, it wouldn't have been enough to keep them out, because I thought they would start better than what they did.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm leaning towards it. I'm hoping that that's the case, but I'm with you. Like, at this point, you need to be like solidified. By the time we get to the trade deadline, I need you to be solidified and going to the playoffs for sure.
Yeah, not a team that's like, well, if we make a couple moves, we're hanging out of that ninth spot. First one out, but we're 2 points in. Two up, no.
Because then I'm going to see why people want to leave. Because it's like, well, we've been in this boat for the past 2 years, for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And we somehow tripped at the end. So
yeah, that's
hopefully
right.
That's not the case.
Morningwood coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and happy Tuesday. We are watching a crash still at the intersection of Harrisburg Pike and Frank Road. We've got crews working to clear this out and some slight delays off of Harrisburg Pike as you come in heading northbound, but no other crashes to tell you about right now. I'm 10 TV's Amy Stuggerwald with your fans.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Tyvus says that in all his years being in football locker rooms, he never once looked at another man's junk. He cannot say the same thing about working at this radio station. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
And we were talking about Frank Cervalli, who covers the NHL. He does a podcast, video, YouTube chat, whatever, with John Buchagross. And they, on their chat yesterday, that was where Frank Cervalli was talking about the Blue Jackets and some of the issues that have plagued this team for years. This is him talking about, it was, again, he's just basically reading someone else's tweet. So shout out to you if you're the person who created this tweet. But I didn't see this post going around, but he brings up how the Blue Jackets essentially have an all-star team of guys who begged out of town.
I mean, did you see that one tweet that was going around over the weekend that was the all-time I want out roster? I mean, like, Columbus has a roster that, like, no one else could put together. Rick Nash, Dubois, Panarin, Shinnikov, Johansson, Marchenko, Laine, Domi, Jeff Carter, Filatov, Josh Anderson, Werenski, Adam Foote, Jack Johnson, Seth Jones, David Juracek, and in net, Bobrovsky and Elvis Merzlikins. I mean, at some point, you talk about putting your foot down. How about put a stake in the ground and build an actual team that can compete?
You can continue to blame the individual players every other year when this happens. Or we could all be clear-eyed about this as Jackets fans and say, problem's bigger than just like, oh, Zach Werenski's not loyal. Or, yes, he didn't play well down the stretch. Kirill Marchenko didn't play well down the stretch. Sure, I agree with all that. But, like, I remember doing shows because a lot of those guys that he named, I was here doing radio shows talking about them. And I remember individually each of those guys being like, look at my face. It's a very old face. But I'm saying, I remember individually with each of these guys being like, well, that guy just doesn't want it bad enough. Oh, that guy, oh man, he's what a loser. He wouldn't come in. Some of those are true. There are guys who literally just were chickens and decided I want out and I'm not going to like advance this team. I'm not going to help. I'm not going to be a part of it. But when you have a roster like that, essentially, where you put that team together of all those guys in their primes, you're probably making a run at like something more than one playoff series win in 25 years. Like, those are the guys who've all begged out of town.
I like to try to put myself in their shoes on this one. And I think that's, as fans, that's what we have to do as well. You got to put yourself in, let's put ourselves in Zach's shoes, right? Zach has been here. How many seasons you think he's played here?
Isn't this like 7 or 8 for
him? It's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think he's been here for about 7 seasons. How many coaches has he had in those 7 seasons?
Right. Yes.
Do
we count Babcock?
How many
didn't even coach him for a game?
But he counts. Yeah,
how many times has he been to the playoffs in those 7 seasons? Like, it's a lot of questions. And it's just like, I'm playing my best hockey right now. And it doesn't matter.
Right.
We can't even make the playoffs. So, like, if I'm playing at my absolute best and I'm in my prime right now and we still can't make the playoffs, why would I keep doing
this? No, but people are going to point to, like,
that don't make sense.
The last, like, I think it was 13 games or whatever the season, he contributed to, like, 5 goals.
I understand that.
The stretch, he didn't play his best hockey. But also, like, you're not even in this stretch if you don't have Zach. You're not even close to a playoff team if you don't have Zach Werenski.
I understand. He's like, And then I don't even know what the future brings. We got a coach that's going to be here for 1 year. And then guess what? I'm going to have another coach.
Yeah. And so I can understand him saying, like, you know, insane. Rick, to his point, and to be fair, like, as much as I thought it was cool to run it back with Rick Bonus for another year, just to really tune this roster up and then transition to the next guy, you are looking at a coach who, for sure, you know, is not coming back after this year. Like, it would be shocking if Bones signs up for any more than another year of this, right? So, yeah. It's long-term just, play, like, I want the short-term return.
Right, but now with the Jackets, and like I said, I understand from a player's perspective, so that's why when people be like, I don't understand why he won out. Like, I do too. I definitely can see it.
I'm just saying, like, it sucks as a Jackets fan, and I think we always want to turn our attention to the guy who's leaving town and be like, yeah, that guy's a loser. But at some point, everyone else leaves the party, and you're the only one there with the punch bowl, and there's a turd floating in the punch bowl. Maybe it's time for us to leave the party too, or to realize that the party people who put it on, they suck. And like, that has to change. I know we can't change the ownership of this team. You can't change some of that stuff, but that is probably the only thing that fixes where this team is headed year in, year out. But yeah, we can have plenty more discussion on that. Let's switch gears though.
It's good to know where you stand on the important issues.
Oh, my.
This is Morning Wood.
All right, Dylan, Morning Wood, question number one.
All right, what position group or player that Ohio State lost last year would you say is going to be the hardest to replace this year?
I mean, my initial thought...
It's Caleb Downs.
Well, my initial thought was going to be linebacker, just because you lost two guys in the top 10 at linebacker. But I think part of the question is who's coming in to replace those guys. And I do think they've got some studs coming up through at the linebacking position. So, like,
they don't look like they look, though. They not 6'4", 6'5", and run 4'4".
That's, I'm saying, you had two freak athletes at those positions who end up being top 10 picks. Any team would struggle to replace that. So that's no slight to anybody else there. I guess I'll have to go linebacker. That's probably it.
Defensive tackle.
Really?
K-Mac was...
Well, yeah, you're right.
K-McDonald, this dude was the defensive lineman of the Big Ten, and, I mean, he parlayed himself into a second-round pick. I mean, he was a big part of that defensive line and why they were able to do some of the things that they were able to do. If you don't get that type of production...
Yeah, you're right.
It could be a long year.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Morningwood question number two, Dylan.
Would you rather live on a remote, uninhabited tropical island or alone, or in a tiny apartment with five roommates and one bathroom?
Oh, remote?
Yes, by myself. Yourself. You live on an island by yourself. Or you live in a small apartment with a bunch of people.
I have four roommates right now. They're my wife and kids. It's not a small apartment,
give
though.
Give me the small apartment.
I would take a small apartment with my people as opposed to being...
boring.
Well, it's not necessarily the boring. I wouldn't mind the solitude sometimes, but it's like, I'm not foraging.
You're going to be like Tom Hanks Cast Away.
I'd have to lose a bunch of weight, like I'm saying, because I would... And I would burn. I would lose a bunch of weight, and I would burn. I would have, like, skin cancer immediately. No. Give me the small apartment, and I'll deal with all the people being on top of each other.
Does the island have Wi-Fi?
No. Remote and uninhabited, Tyvus. It also doesn't have a Chipotle, for what it's worth. Like, I'm just saying.
No Panda Express.
I forgot that's your place now. Morningwood question number three.
I have another would you rather. Would you rather have unlimited free flights or unlimited free food for life?
Food, of course. You use that more. Although, don't get me wrong, I would fly more if I had unlimited flights. Like, does that extend to my family?
You could eat on the plane.
But you got to pay for it.
Okay. No, it's free flights. Can I get upgrades to first class? Now we're talking.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, if I can fly first class the rest of my life? No, I got it. Everybody's got to eat. That's a built-in cost.
I would only use it, like, during football season.
I would use it. Are you kidding me?
I'm not a vacation.
I'd be flying after the show.
I'm not doing that. Give me the food.
No, hey, man.
And this is me saying this.
I would take the free flights. I'd fly first class. And then, like, Friday afternoon or Friday morning, like, I get out here at 9 a.m. I'm at the airport by 10:30. pre-check, all that stuff. I'm through. I'm at the gate. We're in Miami by like 1 o'clock. I'm on the beach in the middle of December. I'm doing that every other
weekend. Forget on a Friday, Boat. I'd be doing it on a Monday.
I'd be just to go for the day.
I would be leaving here to go to the airport, take a nice couple hours on the beach, and then fly back.
Is the family included?
Sure.
Yeah.
Half the time.
Oh, half the time. Well, no, that's optional. You don't have to bring your family along. Like, oh, are you kidding me? My wife would murder me if I said, oh, honey, I got us free food for life. We are not, however, I had the option to get free flights anywhere in the world, whenever I want them, but I turned that down just so we can always go to Costco and not have to spend our money. She'd be like, you're out of your mind.
No, she wouldn't.
Oh, she would. She would much rather have the free flights.
Your kids ain't eating like how my kids.
No, my kids, trust me. They're doing fine in that regard. Look at who their dad is. I'm just saying, like, they like to eat, but we don't fly anywhere because it's expensive. Exactly. I got three kids, five people.
I don't want to go nowhere.
See, that's your different. I don't want to go places.
I ain't trying to go nowhere.
LeBron James could be going places. We'll tell you where he could be moving to next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. We are still watching a crash at the intersection of Harrisburg Pike and Frank Road. This is on the south side. As you come in northbound off of Harrisburg Pike, watch for crews clearing that out. But everything else on your Central Ohio interstates moving along with no problems. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Cleveland Guardians lost in Texas 6-3 yesterday. They'll look to bounce back against the Rangers tonight with first pitch scheduled for 6:40. Cincinnati Reds also lost their game versus the Milwaukee Brewers 5-3. The Redlegs have lost two straight. We'll look to get back in the win column versus the Brew Crew tonight. Coverage starts just after 7 o'clock on the Fan 2. And there was plenty of drama in the World Cup yesterday as two games came down to penalty kicks. Paraguay upset Germany and Morocco beat the Netherlands to reach the round of 16. Brazil will join them after scoring a late goal to knock out Japan. Team USA will be back in action tomorrow night. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty and get a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Both of these men played sports in high school. Only one of them was good at it. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right, sitting next to me every day, 5 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on The Fan, is Tyvus Powell. And every day, Tyvus Powell, I look at him and I go, this is a national champion. This is a man who has played in the NFL. He has stared down Aaron Rodgers looking his way and said, I see you. And he saw you and you broke on the ball and like you've played against some of the greats of our game. You were a defensive MVP in a national championship.
Yep.
And for the last week, ever since you got back, all I've been hearing about is belly aching about the fact that tomorrow and Thursday, you feel like you're going to have the biggest pressure that's ever been in any part of your career ever. So because tomorrow and Thursday, you're sitting in the chair I usually sit in over here.
Yeah.
And you're going to run the board and play the sounds and get us in and out of breaks and prepare the show. You're going to be the one. Well, I mean, he's stressing about all that. But Dylan is probably going to be doing a lot of the prep, right? I don't know how that's going to work between the two of you, but.
Well, we'll see.
Tyvus is going to be the main host on the show tomorrow because Joshua will be filling in for me, I guess. How this works in radio, for those who don't know, is like when Common Man and I were out, like, they would always try to get someone with us. Like sometimes Tyvus would fill in or other people would fill in who don't have radio experience of like running a board, but you've got experience being on the air. So what we are forcing Tyvus to do is to become a real bona fide radio DJ.
And that's why I got the issue with
media member.
I got an issue with that because y'all trying to make me grow. I don't want to grow. Who wants to grow? I like where I'm complacent.
No, you see, you helped us get Roy Hall to come in here last week. Well, you were off.
I was off.
You got Roy Hall to come in, motivational speaker extraordinaire. And you think he would appreciate you saying, I don't want to grow? That's a hot take on a Hot Take Tuesday.
Who wants to grow? Why? Why?
I mean, I've been growing
something that's so good.
One, Phrases you can't say in the adult film industry. Who wants to grow? Can't say that. Part of the job.
There's growers and showers. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, tomorrow and Thursday, find out. Tyvus is going to do the one chair. Mm. You're going to be over here. Mm-hmm. Now, again, I think you'll be fine. I think you will do a great job. You are the one who's nervous about this. And I'm telling you, as someone who's done this job, I think you will be able to handle it just fine. You did an hour last week. You were great at it.
No.
Yeah.
But you were sitting right there.
What could I do? I couldn't jump in and do anything. You're,
if I was like short on information, you was there to finish
between
off
you and Joshua. You guys,
what does Josh know?
What do you mean, what does he know? He knows a lot. You both know a lot. What are we talking about? Mm-hmm. Plus, you guys can tell stories. Like, you and I can't sit here and be like, remember that time we won the national championship? That's what you can do with him every other segment. Everyone will love it. They'll be like, please, more of the Joshua and Tyvus story hour on how we won a national championship.
They want to know about the U.S. team and soccer. And
oh,
they
want
to know where LeBron James is going, which brings us to the topic anyways.
Look at you. Look at you steering us into actual topic discussion. I love it.
Yesterday, it was out. It was reported that Draymond Green opted out of his contract. And when he did this, this apparently was an attempt to bring Anthony Davis and LeBron James to Golden State, which made Tyvus Powell look like a genius, because Tyvus Powell has been saying LeBron is going to Golden State. So when this happened, I texted Grucha. he right again.
He took was your right victory about lap.
Giannis. He going to be right about LeBron.
Took your victory lap, didn't you? We had dueling bells on.
Oh,
us.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And then it all went to heck. The whole plan went into flames.
Why did, and who fouled up those plans, Tyvus? Who messed up those plans?
Kristaps Porzingis. Yes. Of all people, Kristaps Porzingis signs this $40 million deal, messes up all of that.
Yeah, because when Draymond opted out, it essentially opened up the mid-level exception for LeBron, which is about $15 million. And then Kristaps Porzingis said, that money that's available, it ain't there no more. I just
How Kristaps Porzingis, is taking all the crap for this. It's like the Warriors had to agree to do it. Like, they wanted him. I don't understand that at all, because you're paying $40 million for someone to be hurt. So I don't know what the point of that is.
Can't they trade Jimmy Butler for like LeBron?
They're trying to trade Jimmy Butler to get Anthony Davis, allegedly. They're trying to outround sign LeBron.
Davis?
Because supposedly it's to lure LeBron, but I've been seeing some internet theories.
Whoa. So the lineup, you telling me the lineup is going to be Steph, LeBron, Draymond, Kristaps, Anthony Davis?
I don't know if Kristaps Porzingis is starting with those guys, but why not?
Yeah. You paying him $40 million?
I don't know, man. I guess if LeBron and Steph Curry teamed up, like, there would be some level of that where it's like, well, and Anthony Davis too. It's like, I guess we were just getting Team USA back together.
You can't even count on Anthony Davis. He's going to be there for like a third of the season.
They should just send him out until the All-Star break.
That's exactly what they should do.
Exactly what they should do. I agree with you. But the problem is, like, one, we don't know if any of these deals will ever happen. Two, if it does happen, it's like, this would have been cooler 10 years ago. I guess not 10 years ago exactly, because that was when the Cavs beat the Warriors. So that would have ruined that whole experience. But like, I'm saying, back when these guys were more in their primes, we are at a point now where like Steph is still good, but not great. LeBron is very, very good, but not great anymore.
I would love to see LeBron and Steph play together.
Sure.
I think it'd be fun.
We have seen it. And it's called All-Star Game Team USA. We've seen it there, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They was born in the same hospital.
That still blows my mind.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Why was Steph Curry born in Akron?
I don't know.
It's so
nuts.
Never thought of it.
So the internet thinks that this is all just a Rich Paul production and trying to get AD into a better situation, get LeBron where he wants, get Draymond what he wants, because they're all represented by the same agent. Then you also have LeBron posting videos on Instagram of him just driving around Northeast Ohio saying, I'm home. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest LeBron advocate here, but that dude is such an attention whore. He did that on purpose.
Speaking of, that just reminded me when you said him driving around Northeast Ohio. I don't know why that triggered like the thought of him golfing. But I was thinking of the fact that, remember, they all went on that golf outing, all the 2016 Cavs players?
Well, yeah. Some of them, they didn't invite Timothy Mozgov.
I saw poor Timo Mozgov out there saying, like, no one called me. I would have loved to be there. And it's like, oh, man, dude, that's too bad.
Did he get hurt?
But he was there. He was part of the team.
He was a starter. He had good numbers in the finals. He deserved to be there.
He got hurt, though.
It doesn't matter. So lots of guys got hurt. Like, the point is,
he wasn't part of it.
He was a part of it. He was a part of the team. Did he get a ring?
They didn't start winning until he went down.
Did he get a ring?
Yeah.
Okay. I rest my case.
Participation trophy.
No, it's not a participation trophy. He's part of the team. You would be mad. You wouldn't be mad. What? Okay.
All right, let me ask you. I got one for you.
That guy stiffed us on an interview. Number 16. We don't invite him to 22 championship runs.
He's Cardale, different. No. I wasn't even going to say him. I was going to say Braxton.
Okay, fine.
You see, Braxton don't even talk about the national championship.
Really?
You ain't never seen Braxton wear that ring, nor really talk about it.
Walk around. I don't know what he wears. I'm just saying.
He never really talk about it.
I mean, I could get that because he was, you know, obviously hurt.
But he was a part of it.
But he was a part of the team. Like, I still wouldn't take away if he showed up if there was a gathering of Ohio State Buckeyes who were like, we won a national championship, and you don't call Braxton Miller and say, hey, man, you were on the team, you need to be here. I feel like that's a gross oversight, regardless of how much he played. Same thing for Timothy Mozgov.
He
played.
Richard Jefferson was explaining what happened.
What happened?
So he was saying that they have a group chat. So there's the team chat, the 2016 team chat with coaches and everybody in it.
Okay.
And then they have their own group chat outside of that, just the old hit. They called it the old hit.
It's like LeBron,
It was JR. LeBron, him, JR, Kevin Channon, Love. Kevin Love. I think it was five or six guys. And they did their thing. And then while they was doing that, they were saying, it's going to look kind of bad if we don't invite other people. Yeah. So that's when they reached out to Deli, Kyrie, and Shump.
Okay.
Kyrie was in China, but Shump and Deli decided to pull up.
What? Kyrie always is like, oh, sorry. No, I'm on a vegan retreat.
He's
always got something going on.
He released a video where he met a Chinese fan.
Yeah.
To make him look good.
Yes.
He's like, yeah, I'm out here in China just...
He's a man of the people.
Meeting fans.
He's a weirdo.
A man of the people.
Not going to China makes you weirdo. He's one of those. You know what it is with Kyrie? He's the guy that all the time you're like, well, if we invite him, we can't go to this restaurant. We can't go to that place. He's that friend in every group chat where you're like, well, Kyrie ain't going to do that, so we can't go there. Okay. We just wanted to go to the water park, but Kyrie has this whole thing about water parks. Doesn't like them. We can't go there. It's like, we want to go golfing, but he's got a whole thing about the like industrial golfing complex. You're like, we just want to have a normal outing. Can we do that? Can we have some fun? We just goof around.
Did Kyrie like to have fun?
I yet to see it.
He had other obligations.
Other obligations. That's right. Of course, he always does.
Isn't his shoe like Chinese made?
Oh yeah, I think it is. Is he? I don't know if he has the same one that Steph got. I don't know if it's the same company.
What is it? The A1? What is Anita or something like that? Anta?
Yeah, you got me. I don't even know. Who cares?
Jared Allen's
again,
asking.
How do I get the new LeBron shoe? You go to Foot Locker. How do you get the new Kyrie shoe? Well, you got to go get a P.O. box. You got to email some dude in China. You got to send a certified check.
It'll
be 8 weeks till you get it.
It's Kyrie.
Without
Kyrie. Kyrie hit the biggest shot in Cavs history.
I know. And that is true. And also it is true that he is just impressively weird, like impressively to a level that most people are not. Apparently a bunch of drunk soccer fans got the attention of the NFL. I'll tell you about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now, we are still watching crews clear out a crash on the south side. This is at the intersection of Harrisburg Pike and Frank Road. Everything else on your Central Ohio interstates looking nice and clear. I'm 10 TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan.
Tom. In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
The extreme heat warnings go into place this afternoon as we are going to start off warm and muggy and then turning hot and sunny with temperatures in the 90s, but feels like well into the triple digits. We don't get much recovery as we go into tonight with mostly clear skies overnight and lows in the mid to upper 70s, so make sure to check on your neighbors. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 weather impact forecast.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Tybus will put anything in his mouth on a dare. All right, almost anything. No, I stand by my previous statement. This is T-Bone and Tybus.
Watching the highlights right now, World Cup highlights. Brazil beat Japan yesterday in stunning fashion. Looked like Japan might actually upset Brazil, and then like 95th minute, end of stoppage time, Brazil gets the winning goal. Pretty crazy stuff in that game. Paraguay beat Germany.
Yeah.
In penalty kicks. I'll put this in perspective for those of you who don't follow soccer at all. This is like a, I'm going to say, I told you off there, I said 215. I'll say it's like a 314 upset in like college basketball, like in March Madness.
That's the big deal.
Yeah. Is it the, like, I don't know if it's the 116 we saw with Purdue or Virginia.
Fairly Dickinson.
Yeah. But it's like the next level down from that is what Paraguay is. Oh, U.S. beat Paraguay 4-1. This is the same team the U.S. dominated. And everyone's like, it's Paraguay. It doesn't matter. They went out and beat Germany. That's a national crisis in Germany today. Like, that's, they're not talking about anything else. The economy could literally drop by 200 points in the stock market. They wouldn't even care. They'd be like, that's nothing. We got to focus on the important stuff, which is our soccer team lost.
The U.S. versus Bosnia, what is that like in March Madness terms?
We're like a, I would say we're like a four seed.
Okay.
So, it'd be like, I mean, it'd be
4-12.
Is that 4-13?
4-13.
Yeah, I always forget. And now we're going to have even more because now we have the stupid, now we added a bunch of teams.
75.
Whatever, man. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, U.S. tomorrow playing Bosnia, like, they should win that game. It's not unprecedented that some team like Bosnia-Herzegovina could beat Ohio State. Why did I say that? USA. But I think U.S. men's national team will get it done. I hope they do. But yeah, today you've got some more bangers. You got Ivory Coast and Norway, which should be good. Erling Haaland, the guy to watch for Norway. He is a freak. He is a stud. That is today at 1 o'clock. France and Sweden, that is today at 5. France should dominate that game, but who knows? We had it yesterday, Netherlands-Morocco. I thought that was going to be the Netherlands winning that game. Morocco pulled an upset there, although Morocco's pretty good. So, yeah. Have you watched any World Cup yet, Tyus?
No.
Let's see. Dylan?
What?
Did you get a haircut, or did you go to a bar where they had it on? I watched
the U.S., but they playing at, what time they play tomorrow?
I think at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. I might be able to catch
crank it on for like a half or something.
I might be able to catch a little bit of
it. Hopefully they get up early and you can just be like, all right, cool.
They're playing in my old neck of the woods.
Yeah, they're playing. It's a
Levi's Stadium.
The Field of Jeans, right next to the soft tissue generating injuries of the giant electrical plant. Yeah. You know they have to cover up all the logos on the stadiums? Have you seen that?
I don't. How am I see it?
Okay, right. You didn't watch it. The FIFA. If you're not a, I ask a stupid question. I got a right answer. That was good. Good job, Tyvus. No, but like Levi's is not a sponsor of FIFA, so they literally had someone go up there with bubble wrap or whatever, some like covering. They have wrapped the logo, so you can't see the little Levi's.
Is like, any stadium that they don't have to do that for?
No.
Every last one of the U.S. stadiums.
If you look at what they call it, when you watch like Fox, they're not calling it Levi's Stadium. They're calling it like Santa Clara Stadium, or they're calling it, you know, like what is SoFi? They're calling it, I think, just Los Angeles Stadium or whatever. Like, that's how FIFA designates these places because they didn't pay for sponsorship. Isn't that insane?
How's FIFA just coming in here, coming up, covering up sponsorships, putting grass on the fields, just doing whatever the hell they
want. That's their rules. Do you want the world? You want to make billions of dollars off the World Cup? You got to play by our rules. That's their answer every single time. Brazil, quick story. Brazil used to have so much violence with their fans in soccer. They literally said no more drinking in the stands. Alcohol banned at Brazilian soccer stadiums. Then they host the World Cup, I believe, in 2014. And FIFA said, hey, I don't know if you know this, Budweiser, big sponsor of ours. We're selling Budweiser at your stadiums. And they said, we have a local ban. The government banned it. So then FIFA went to the government. The government came out and said, ban's lifted. World Cup only. You can sell beer. Like, they get their way. I don't know how. I don't know. I do know how. Corruption. But they get their way is what I'm telling you. All right. Apparently a bunch of drug soccer fans got the attention of the NFL. Did you see all the Scottish fans? Have you been aware of this? How Scotland fans came to the U.S. en masse. Their team made the World Cup. And they were in Boston because Scotland had a game in Boston. They kind of made that their home base.
Okay.
The Scottish fans drank so much beer in Boston, Samuel Adams, the brewery,
yeah,
ran out of beer, ran out of Boston Lager, which is like their main beer, like, that they make.
That should be like a good thing, like a good feeling for the, like, oh, we made
this amount Scottish of money
fans. For sure.
Oh, yeah, of course. But like bars were closing down saying, we have no more beer. We're waiting for beer. Sorry, Scotland.
All of
fans.
It.
Because Scotland fans know how to drink, and they
Natty
showed up.
Ice.
Whatever, man. They were out of it. They didn't have it. They were literally Scottish fans who were like, I've got to drink American beer now. I don't know what to do.
What's the worst beer out there?
I don't know.
Keystone.
Keystone's probably up there.
So they drank the Keystone?
Sure. They're drinking whatever they could get.
Like, yeah, come on now.
So this apparently, and their fans were great. The city of Boston, like, rolled out the red carpet for them. Their fans became, like, a big connection happened there. And I think this is cool. Robert Kraft has now apparently gone to the NFL and said, I want a game in Scotland. Because those fans became such a fan of Boston. We became such a fan of the Scottish people that came here. We want to take our NFL team and go over there. We're playing all these international games. We want to do that again. But we want to send the Boston fans now to Scotland. Maybe they can reunite some of these people who met each other. But more, we just want to have a connection between Scotland and the city of Boston. So I thought that was a pretty cool gesture. Very cool stuff. I hope it happens.
See, if Major League Baseball was smart, they would have got this idea first, because the Scottish fans were having a good old time at the Red Sox.
They
game.
Were. They were.
Nobody had a better performance, like, fans than the Norwegians.
Yeah, they like to do their playing today. You can watch them do their
row. They were at the Cubs
game. They were at the Mets game because I think they were playing in New York. Yeah.
They was having a ball.
Oh, yeah. That's great. I love it. I welcome it. I think it's cool that these fans travel from all over the world.
Still in it. I thought they lost.
No, they're playing today. They're playing Ivory Coast. Erling Haaland.
I might have to check that one out. That dude.
All you need to do is go look for, like, the giant blonde-haired man from Norway who's, like, 6'4", named Erling Haaland. That's all you got to watch. Just watch him.
What's the soccer player that, like, scored and then went out and was partying with the fans out in the parking lot?
Oh, that was Mohamed Salah. He did that with Egypt. Yes. Yeah, among others. Yeah. Yeah. This is good. It's World Cup, baby. That's how it goes. It is also a Hot Take Tuesday. Here's a couple hot takes for you. Mario said, Hot Take Tuesday, how much of a losing culture is each individual loser responsible for? Even the stars. Lots of people looking out the window instead of in the mirror.
I respect that, too.
I get it.
That's not a bad one right there, either.
No,
Are we blaming Myles Garrett and Zach Werenski, the best defensive players in each one of their leagues, for their franchise's ineptitude? Like, I can't get behind that idea. There's some intangible thing wrong with them, with, like, their leadership or some, I don't know, intangible quality that we can't put our finger on. I refuse to blame them.
I will say, if you know Myles Garrett, would you say that Myles Garrett is a great leader?
Yeah, but I just don't think that's everybody's role. Like, just because they're the best player on the team doesn't mean you have to automatically be like, they need to be the best leader. Find someone else to do that. That's what team building is all about.
They said that Myles Garrett could do whatever he wants. Show up late, go to sleep, and beat.
And who's that on? The Browns.
Well, that's...
Okay, but you can't sit there and say, like, oh, this is a bad culture, and you're the one that's doing the stuff that's making it bad.
Yeah, I think there's, to your point, Tyvus, there is definitely a culpability for a guy who does, I don't know, I'm this is not about Zach Werenski, specifically on Myles Garrett. If he's showing up late to meetings, you don't have to be the rah-rah guy in the locker room. You don't have to be the guy who gives the best speech, but, like, you should lead by example. How many guys have done that who it's like, this guy is just a strong, silent guy who comes to work every day, does exactly the right way. We never have a problem with him. Myles Garrett, they don't have a problem with. It's just, he was such a rock star. It's more or less like, yeah, if he's a little late, who cares? He's Myles Garrett.
Put it to you this way.
He doesn't need to practice the same way all these other losers do. But if the winner doesn't set the winning culture, doesn't he kind of become a loser? Like, I get that point of it to a degree.
But put it to you this way, Dylan. Let's say, all right, Myles Garrett is arguably one of the greatest pass rushers of our generation, right? So if I'm a young guy, let's say the Browns drafted, I don't know, somebody from Ohio State, a young DN from Ohio State. He say he was a fifth round pick. He comes in. He knows nothing about the NFL. He comes in and he sees Myles Garrett falling asleep in meetings, being late and doing whatever he want to do. Guess what I think I could do? Fall asleep, be late, do whatever I want to do, because that's if they he's doing that and I'm making plays, like as a fifth round pick, I'm in here making plays. Now my attitude is going to be, if I make all these plays, then I can do those things and get away with it. That's a terrible culture being set.
But Myles Garrett was once that young guy, and then he got drafted to the Browns and he learned all these bad habits. I'm sure if Myles Garrett got drafted to the Patriots when Tom Brady and Bill Belichick was there, he would have a totally different outlook on football.
I think this is the discussion that I'm with.
This because is a chicken or the egg conversation.
No, it is. And like, I understand completely what both of you are saying here, because like on the Zach Werenski front, I think that guy probably shows up, does his job, is a dedicated worker, all those things. Are there things he could have done better to help the Jackets a little bit more? Sure. And I do think there's a part of that he contributes to the culture. Other side of that is, you can't win without guys like Zach Werenski or without a Myles Garrett. You need some talent like that who can actually show up and just be the best player. So if those guys are treated in such a way that any of their bad behavior is, I'm not saying again, Zach Werenski, I don't know, but with Myles Garrett, if the bad behavior is tolerated, that is still on the team to me. At some point, you have to set a culture no matter who it is. You shouldn't have to sit there and say,
with that statement,
oh, Myles Garrett
well.
Is good. But again, these are adults. These are adults who paid millions of dollars. You didn't have to hold their hand to get them to be like responsible parties to this thing. And if Myles Garrett was doing that, like, I can understand a coach also being like, how much do I have to hold your hand? Like, just show up and do your job, dude. And then when he did, he's awesome. So it's a very chicken or the egg argument. And it does, I still contend ultimately the issues in Columbus with the Blue Jackets, it's not Zach Werenski kind of faltered a little bit down the stretch. It's a 25-year problem with this organization. We'll switch gears. Buckeyes landed another massive commitment. We'll tell you about it in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Watch for crews clearing a crash on the south side at the intersection of Harrisburg Pike and Frank Road. Your Central Ohio interstates, though, looking nice and clear. No major crashes that we're watching on any of those. I'm 10TV's Amy Steggerwald with your Fan.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. One of these guys still believes he can play in the NFL. It's T-Bone. He says it's because of his low center of gravity. He's dumb. This is Bone and Tyvus.
Saw this hot take from Coach Beard, who is in the chat and also on Twitter. But he tweeted us at Bone and Tyvus 971 on a Hot Take Tuesday. He quote tweeted a guy who posted that Americans bet over $165 billion on sports last year, which according to this tweet is more than they spent on movies, books, concerts, and sports tickets combined. So Coach Beard said in response to that, gambling has stolen our humanity. Hot Take Tuesday. That's an interesting one. I mean, don't know that it's great for a society if like we're not reading, going to movies, going to like music or plays. Like if we have no other hobbies than just like watching sports and only to gamble on it. Like that does seem problematic. Like I love gambling on a game or two, but we got to have perspective.
You like the rush. It's like the thrill of having a chance to make money. I think that's what it's about.
Yeah.
I openly admit that I'm someone who found ways to wager on sports before it was technically legal here in our great state.
Oh, same.
Wow.
I went through the Bovada Bodog revolution like many of us did back in the day. Trust me. I got a check from China
to be fair, I didn't
know if I could cash it or not.
To be fair, I was in a profession where I betted was something that I would never do that.
You couldn't touch.
Well, that's going to be my point. What all these people were like, oh, we're going to have all these arguments with like athletes like fixing games and doing this and doing that. I was like, these people are being dramatic. And then we have like the Brandon Sorsby and Malik Beasley situations going on right now. And I was like,
he out of his mind.
Maybe I was wrong about this. Maybe I had too much faith in my fellow human. And there are many people in society who cannot handle this.
Well, to your point, I think there's a bigger discussion. Now, this is way beyond what we're talking about, but like there is something to be said about, we crossed a point, I think, some time ago where the thought was like, could I take advantage of this situation? Sure. However, that would harm other people. And as a human, I wouldn't like it if someone did the reverse on that.
Right.
So I'm going to, because we live in a society, I want to make sure, like simple things like putting your cart back in the cart return. Well, I don't have to. It's not my job. It's not. But like, if you do that, it means we're setting a culture here that like everyone puts their carts back.
People don't,
and maybe maybe one of those carts doesn't roll down and hit my car like 8 times from now when I'm at the grocery store. Like I try to do,
that's just lazy. I try to
live, but it's trying to live in the world you want, man.
If people, and like, can't do that, that's lazy. They put like 7 of them things in the parking lot.
Yes. So
like, you can roll it.
It's not hard to do. But like my point is, we don't do simple things like that because it's like, that's not technically my job. And same thing like with the sports gambling where it's like, yeah, if we're all responsible, we say, hey, I'm going to put some money on a game. Oh, my team lost. Dang it. Better luck next time. Maybe I will try again in a few days or whatever. Instead, we have guys like DMing the parents of a player who's like, your son sucks. And like, just, that's where it's like, do we want this world that we're all engaging in now where you're like these unhinged Twitter accounts going after people for stuff like that? I don't know, man.
But see, I got an issue with that because the problem is there's no consequence for people being able to do that.
There's no consequence for putting your cart back either.
There's no
consequence. We have to, in our own life, say, maybe I don't want this for society. I shouldn't do it. But instead, people are like, there's no rule against it.
People wouldn't do it.
Because there's no rule against it.
They need,
and that's what I'm saying. It's the bigger conversation of there's no rule against it, then why can't I do it?
He said, my team
you
lost.
Can.
Dang it. Better luck next time.
No, I was trying to clean that up. You know, no one says that. I just can't say what we all say on the radio. I can't swear the way I swear.
Act like a normal person and just double down. You don't need to threaten anybody.
Right.
I couldn't imagine.
That's right. I'm getting that.
I couldn't
imagine.
Look
for the live bet at halftime to try to like clean up your bet and then miss it 2 times. Yeah, that's what a normal human does.
Could you
come
imagine
on.
Like checking your phone after the game and like it's a DM from Joe Schmo cussing you out?
Oh, yeah.
I think because they weren't doing this. It was illegal when I was playing, so no. But this is the thing, though. I think Kevin Durant said it the best. Why should I care about your parlay? Because if I hit and do what you want me to do, you ain't going to split the funds. And I'm like, that's fair. True.
See, that's also what makes LeBron better, because there's that video of that fan being
getting
like,
rebound,
I need
one
more rebound. And he was like, all right, let me check back in.
No, it was Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield got the best one ever. That dude came up to Buddy on the sideline and kept saying, I need 2 more threes. Buddy said, on the bench, he was checked out for the game. He said, I got you. Checked himself back in the game and jacked up 2 threes to make sure the dude hit the bet. Like, see, that's love.
That is love.
He should have shot him. He should have cash-stabbed him at least like 5% of that bet.
That's all, what's his name for the Pistons? Beasley was doing, right?
Oh, no, he tripping.
Oh, no, he's just trying to help out his fellow bettors there. He's just like, hey, I need to get that third rebound so I can hit the over on rebounds. So the Buckeyes landed a massive commitment, literally. This is Marcus. I got to say this name carefully. I heard this name said this way. I'm trying to say it phonetically and not get in trouble with the FCC. His name is spelled F-A-K-A-T-O-U.
Which says?
It says Fakatuu. Fakatuu. I think... Sorry, Marcus, if I got your name wrong, I apologize. And also sorry to the FCC if I got that wrong. He is the number 2 defensive lineman, number 3 player from the state of California in the 2027 class, number 26 overall prospect. He yesterday picked Ohio State. That is where he's going to go. He has racked up 69 tackles and 17 tackles for loss with 7 sacks as a junior at Orange Lutheran High School. But massive is why I put this in here. He is 6'7".
He only got 7 sacks.
Uh-oh. He's 6'7" and 275 pounds.
Isn't that what I was saying? He only got 7 sacks.
Is that not enough?
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
6'7",
275. I don't know what the competition is there. I don't know.
6'7", 275. The average kid in high school is on the line is like 6'3", 6'4".
Maybe he's getting a lot of pressures, Tyvus.
Yeah.
Right. Don't start that.
He's just out here getting pressures.
If this is what he's doing, if this is his numbers at defensive end, he will play defensive tackle when he gets to Ohio State.
Tell you that now. Okay, he's a five-star. He's a five-star guy.
6'7", 275. This man should have at least 15 sacks.
I don't know. I haven't seen the film.
I'm looking at it right now.
I just want to say to Marcus and his family, I think you're great. And since you are 6'7" and 275 pounds, I'm going to stay on your right side here and say, you're awesome and I believe in you. Unlike Tyvus Powell, who hates you.
I don't hate you. I say he's a defensive tackle.
Well, it does say defensive line. It does not say edge. It does not say defensive end.
Well, in high school, he playing defense end.
So he's probably, probably bumping inside. I mean, he's 6'7", though. That's a big dude. He should
be living in the backfield. They should be able to touch him. Five-star recruit, number two lineman in the country? They should be able to touch him.
I have to say this because I have to make sure.
He is good with his hands because he's so throwing people to the side.
I have to say this, that this is cool. But my new MO this year, as of January.
You don't care.
I don't care about recruiting in high school. I'm like happy for you. Too long didn't read all that on the recruiting sites. Let me know when that guy's a sophomore or a junior and he's playing and he stayed here and he didn't leave after freshman year because someone called him with more money. That's all. Like, now where we're at with transfer portal is you've taught me not to care about. So like, yeah, this sounds good. In the old system, I'd be doing backflips over this guy.
You know what, though? What I didn't think about, high school teams run the ball a lot. So the 17 TFLs mean something.
But teams, are we back in on?
I forget. Because I'd be thinking, I'd be so busy thinking about like NFL and college. Like in high school, they run the ball a lot. So you don't get a lot of sacks.
Marcus Fakatu'u, my guy. No, it's fine. I got it right. Fakatu'u, that's his name. Paul Keel's going to get some FCC violations on the broadcast. That's his name. I'm just saying his name. Be careful how you say that. All right. If you go to a concert, we have a public service announcement for you involving using the bathroom. Share that with you next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Right now, the right shoulder is blocked off on 71 northbound, just passing 104 coming into downtown. Watch for slowdowns over there, but everything else looking nice and clear. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan traffic.
Cool people, good times. Get ready for the biggest and best automotive happening of the year. The Good Guys 28th Summit Racing Nationals, presented by Grundy Insurance. Over 6,000 classes. Shop the swap meet in huge vendor midway. See which ride takes home the crown of the Good Guys 2026 Forge Line Street Machine and Classic Instrument Street Rod of the Year. July 10th to the 12th at the newly renovated Ohio Expo Center in Columbus. Details at good-guys.com.
Get eco. If only there was a radio show that constantly talked about Ohio State athletics. Well, good news. It's real, baby. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Accurate Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
In terms of the Waffle House menu, Tyvus covered and smothered his opponents. Meanwhile, T-Bone is a chunk of hash who's often covered in gravy. I'm not sure what that means either. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
We're talking last segment about new Ohio State commit, five-star defensive lineman Marcus Fakatu'u. And Aaron in the chat said, because Tyvus was saying, I'm not sure about some of the stats from high school. Heron in the chat said, easy on him, Tyvus. Fakatu'u and round and find out. Just saying the guy's name. Just saying his name.
Man, could you imagine the NIL shirts he goes?
Gosh. When he gets the first sack. So who else said in the chat, it's like, you don't have to worry about it. It's not Paul Keels you have to worry about.
Mario said, Keels would be fine. Lachey is who you got to worry about.
My guy, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to hear. We're going to have to come up with a nickname. His initials,
oh, man.
What is his initials?
What is he? 20
MF?
This 27?
It's It's MF is his initials. Like Marcus Fakatu'u. Like, I'm just saying, you have to say it slowly and carefully. Just tiptoe around that one.
No, it's going to be the guys outside of the stadium that are showing, like, the D's Nuts Buckeye shirts. They're going to get this guy, too.
Oh, yeah. They're going to it's early and often with that shirt.
Man, rich. This is rich right here. Dude.
I hope he's awesome.
I
hope we all have to say his name so often. The FCC is just like, well, we can't do anything about this because in Columbus, they have this stud player. They mention him all the time on the radio, and it kind of sounds like they're swearing.
I'm scared to say it.
Katu. I'm saying a very long, drawn out.
To say it.
That's the sound the kids use on TikTok. The first like syllable of his name is just like FAH, which is what is on, like, I'm not going to say it, but you've heard it.
His favorite show is Schitt's Creek.
That's okay. See, we got to stop with that. It's the name of a show, folks. It's the name of a show.
It's up there with Gaylord Focker.
Okay. I just want to say, I am already off tomorrow. If you don't hear me here, it's not because I got suspended. Although maybe we did. I just won't be here tomorrow because I have literally a work trip. I'm going with Fish, our boss. So I will find out if this segment was even allowed or not. I have no idea. So I saw this. This is a warning to any of you that go to concerts. I like going to concerts. I go to a lot of them.
Which, by the way, we are giving Sonic Temple tickets away.
Look at that.
We'll do it at 8 o'clock.
We'll do it at 8 o'clock.
Perfect. Look at this guy. Go.
Yeah, look at that. You know what? I think you should be in the one chair the next couple of days. Nah. You and Joshua Perry. It'll be fun.
I got a lot on my mind right now.
I'm just going to say, tomorrow, lots of talk about Marcus Fakatu'u. My guy.
All right, Josh, say that. I'm not even going to mess around.
Use his initials, MF. You're fine. So this Noah Kahan, are you aware of Noah Kahan at all?
Never heard of him.
Okay. You know Camp with two A's, K-Amp, that we play at Ohio State?
Ohio.
Like that
Treats
type of... You've heard that song, though, now.
Yes. Of course. It's a banger. All the people in the stadium on game days love it.
Okay. Well, Noah Kahan, I would say...
Shaka Khan.
Sure. Different. No. Sure. But Noah Kahan has, like, I would say a similar... If you like Camp, I would say you're probably not necessarily opposed to Noah Kahan's music. It's very similar. He's got 30 million like listeners on Spotify. I just saw looking this up.
Is he AI?
No.
Okay.
No, he's very real. And something
very thing in music.
Something very real happened. So this is how big this guy is, Tyvus. He played Citizens Bank Park earlier this week. Okay, where the Phillies play.
Mm-hmm.
Like filled up their baseball stadium.
Okay.
He's a big deal.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So people, of course, wanted to get close seats for this. Obviously it costs an arm and a leg to go to these concerts anyway, and for something that big, I'm sure to sit like on the field level, not up in the stands, probably cost even more.
Okay.
So the story came out at this Noah Kahan concert in Philadelphia. A woman who was sitting like close to the front in those like fold up chairs on the ground level, like, you know, pretty good seats. Apparently, people around her started to smell something disgusting.
Oh,
smelled like poo.
Like, oh, okay. I thought it you were gonna like, say it smelled like when you take your cast off.
No, no. Well, that's a weird smell to think of right there, but yes, it's
Lil Wayne said he smoked stuff that smell like that.
Oh,
so that's what I thought. I thought we were headed in that direction.
No. It smelled like a fart. Let's say,
okay,
bad one.
Mm.
People started looking around, and what they determined was that a woman sitting very close to the front had apparently had an accident in her pantalones. Apparently. This woman did not want to leave during the show because she had to drop a deuce.
She thought it was just like a little flatulence and stuff came out with it. That's
apparently
happened before. Yeah.
So
that's a common thing.
The story goes that this woman was, you know, they're all standing up at this concert. She apparently
she had white pants on, didn't she?
No. She apparently had shorts on though that were loose enough that she could like kind of shake her leg and move her body a little bit. And whatever had happened in her pants fell out onto the ground. So then that's when people started to smell it and realized she had crapped herself. But rather than like saying, oh my gosh, this happened, and running away, she just stood there and like
kept going, huh?
Yeah. Like Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. Yeah. Just, she shook it off and just stayed there with that sitting underneath her chair, I guess. And people,
there
obviously
has to be video of this.
There are photos of it.
In today's society,
knew she was doing this until it had already happened. Yeah, they looked down.
They still pulled their phone out and they put her world star.
There is a photo of that. Like, people stepped in it. And so it's like, man, smushed. And apparently this woman, they
call
said
that waffle stump.
This woman, they said, apparently was trying to like stomp it down. It's, I don't know what into. It's just a flat floor there. Like, they put a plastic floor over the grass because they don't want to mess up the grass. So it's just sitting on like a plastic floor. And she apparently tried to stay there and stomp it down. Eventually people called security on her and said, get this person out of here. She grabbed herself. Like,
why would you say this? I was a little hungry before you said this. All of that is gone.
All right. I'm sorry. I apologize. The reason I bring this up in part is because Noah Kahan, this artist, the next night at his concert said, hi, I'm Noah Kahan. I want you all to take a pledge with me that you promise that if you have to go to the bathroom, you will leave and not crap yourself. He didn't say crap. And then he said, and if you do crap yourself, you will not shake it out onto the floor and then step on it. And so all he had, like, thousands of people saying, I swear I will not crap myself at your concert.
I was not expecting that.
No, I wasn't. I don't think anybody was. My corner of the internet.
Put you on some Depends or something.
You know what? Concerts are really expensive nowadays. I would like to know how much she paid.
Well,
that it was that essential for her to stick around.
It may have been like $1,000 ticket or something. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't matter. Like, you got to see, how long does it take to go find the bathroom and come back? Like 10, 15 minutes to go do that, take care of business, come back? You're missing a little bit of the concert, but
maybe she would have missed her favorite song, man.
I'll tell you what.
I'm looking at the video.
She better hope.
She smeared all over the little.
I'm telling you, man, there's no amount of like, I got to see every minute of this guy's concert. If someone figures out what this woman's name is get her info, like,
he tweeted
she's
it out.
Done working at any job because she's going to be the, oh, you're the one who like pooped yourself at the Noah Kahan concert. Yeah, sorry, we don't have a place for you here anymore. So you don't fit our workplace culture. Sorry.
I can't believe this.
I mean, I still want to blame Ticketmaster a little bit for this because if you didn't have all these fees, like, people wouldn't even be tempted to do this, but still, you're a grown human adult. You have to take responsibility for yourself. It's unbelievable. So. Crap yourself. Like, Sonic Temple tickets were given away next hour.
It says that her name
Don't crap yourself at Sonic Temple.
Ramona Singer.
Oh, they found her name? I'm going to say allegedly on that.
She put out a TikTok video, I guess.
Oh, she's embracing
it. Wait, she's explaining it? Or is this... Because I saw there was a video of a woman who was sitting in her car who said, I was sitting behind her, here's what happened. And she explained more of this situation because people just initially saw
the
photo.
Maybe that's what this is, a TikTok video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, is she in her car?
Yes.
Okay, that's the woman, I think, who was like saying, I was sitting behind this person, here's what I saw. But yeah, that's... Okay. Anyway,
embrace it.
What a pleasant thing to talk about on your drive to work today. If you turn home and go right now, go back home because you're sick to your stomach, your boss will not fire you. That's what I'm told. I saw a potential trade floated for the Blue Jackets. Would this one make you feel better about losing Zach Werenski? We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Right now, the right shoulder is blocked off on 71 northbound, just passing 104 coming into downtown. Watch for slowdowns over there, but everything else looking nice and clear. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan.
Bang.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Cleveland Guardians lost in Texas 6-3 yesterday. They'll look to bounce back against the Rangers tonight with first pitch scheduled for 6:40. The Cincinnati Reds also lost their game versus the Milwaukee Brewers 5-3. The Redlegs have lost two straight and will look to get back in the win column versus the Brew Crew tonight. Coverage starts just after 7 o'clock on The Fan 2. And there was plenty of drama in the World Cup yesterday as two games came down to penalty kicks. Paraguay upset Germany and Morocco beat the Netherlands to reach the round of 16. Brazil will join them after scoring a late goal to knock out Japan. Team USA will be in action tomorrow night. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Warmer weather, more time outside. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
No, I've never heard of the band on T-Bone's shirt either.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvis.
Well, today my shirt says Alexi Lawless is bad for U.S. soccer. That's what my shirt. It's not a band. It's just a fact.
Well,
you know
a place that's going to have bands?
What's
Sonic
that?
Temple.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can win 2 weekend passes to Sonic Temple Art and Music Festival. We don't know who's playing. We don't know who's headlining. We did figure out the date is May 13th through the 16th.
I believe that's right. 2027.
One thing we know for sure, Sonic Temple wants the fans, listeners to have first crack at the 2027 tickets. For more information, check out SonicTempleFestival.com. Give me a number.
Let's go with 9.
Number yesterday was 13. Today is 9.
What's
with you in these high numbers?
What?
Number 9. Caller number 9. 614-821-9710. Congratulations.
I've taken caller 98 on a previous morning show that I've been on. So
that's wrong.
That's for 98 degrees tickets, right? Back in the day. It's not going to be 98 degrees. It's going to be 94, 95 out there. Meredith Carfalo will join us coming up at 8:30. It's her last week here at 10TV and the fans. So we're going to say goodbye to Meredith on our show, and then she'll have a couple more days with 10TV. But yeah, it's bittersweet. But we'll have Meredith on to talk about some of the Heat and just all the other stuff going on with her coming up at 8:30. But I saw this trade floated for the Blue Jackets about Zach Werenski. This is an idea from Jason Newland, who writes for the Hockey News. Okay, Dallas Stars are one of these teams that have been floated as having the type of guys that you could presumably get a good return for Zach Werenski. Okay, so here are the guys that he has suggested. Jackets in return if they trade Zach Werenski to the Dallas Stars. Here's the type of return they could get.
Baker had a deal for this.
Okay.
Thomas
Harley.
There you go. There we go. 24, been on the U.S. team. If I remember.
He's a defenseman.
Yeah, defenseman.
He's a top pairing defenseman type of guy. So now he is on a very team friendly deal. Maybe it doesn't look like it right now, but it's 8 years, $84 million with a cap hit of 10.5 a year. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Zach's going to be,
way more than that.
Yeah. So, this is the type of deal that.
And Zach is 27, 28?
I think you're right. Somewhere in that range.
Okay.
Thomas Harley, this is the type of guy that he's a good young player. Is he Zach Werenski? No, of course not. But
he
is. Right. It's the Peter Griffin thing. The mystery box could be even a boat. We already have, or we could just have the boat, but no, we're going to go with the mystery box, which could turn into another Zach Werenski potentially. Maybe, I don't know. That's a high bar to set, but the bigger point is here, he will be cheaper as the salary cap goes up and up and up, right? Mm-hmm. This deal will look better and better and better with every year, and he's under team control for a long time. So yeah, he doesn't have it. He says no movement clause doesn't even kick in till 2029 for this guy. So if for some reason after a year or two, they're like, yeah, this doesn't work, we don't like him, you could still trade him theoretically, but hopefully that wouldn't happen. Now, that's not all they would get back. They would also get Maverick Bork, who is a restricted free agent. He'll need a new deal. 41 points in 82 games in his second full NHL season. He is a center. Is he a top line center? No. Is he a guy that could absolutely fill out one of your top three center spots? Yeah, for sure. And then you'd have Emil Hemming, who is a right winger, 20 years old. He's the brother of Oscar Hemming, who the Jackets just drafted. And then also a 2027 first-round pick.
Is Emil Hemming good?
Emil Hemming's an AHL guy. Minor league. So here's what you'd be getting back. You get a young, good defenseman to replace Zach Werenski, but obviously it's not going to be it's going to be hopefully in the future he'll be close to Zach Werenski, but he's not there yet. And then it would be a guy who's yeah, probably fills out your professional level center spot, but is he going to be a guy who pushes for top line minutes? Probably not. And then a guy who's an AHLer, but he's related to the guy you just took first with your first pick, and then a first round pick for next year. If you think that's a great deal, we just see this all differently. Because I'm looking at this from
Baker,
the standpoint
Baker
of
Baker wanted Thomas Harley. If we was going to,
he's a fine player, but my whole point is, I wanted, the deal I'm willing to make for Zach Werenski is I want a guy who is, in the same stratosphere as him, one for one.
Well, ain't nobody going to do that, because then that defeats the purpose of trading for him.
That's why I don't want to trade him. No, it doesn't, because there could be guys who are in a similar situation where it's they don't feel maybe they don't like their coach, maybe they don't like the situation they're in, but they would come here and play hard. And, I mean, again, I don't think that's very likely to happen. It's not impossible. My point is, if I'm the Jackets, I'm holding out for impossible. I'm holding out for the most ridiculous thing I can. And
I want the player that you don't want to trade.
No, that's exactly right. Right. I want the guy who's like untouchable to become the guy that now they have to offer. Because what I'm telling you is, while this deal is fine on paper, and yes, you get a nice return for Zach Werenski, what this does is put you back in the same boat where if Thomas Harley lives up to his billing, if these other guys play and are okay, you're going to be back in the same spot you were with Zach Werenski, which is a borderline playoff team. I wanted this offseason to be the team where you kept your core together and then added two or three bona fide pieces that made you into like an actual contender that could maybe make some noise in the playoffs and not just, hey, hopefully we'll get back in. This is the type of move you make if you just want to keep the status quo and hopefully like hang around the playoff. And that does nothing for me. It's been 25 years of like, well, if everything breaks right, we might be a playoff team this year. I want to see them go all in. Mm. That's why I would say I don't care about the return. I want to have a year where we like go all in, just go balls to the wall. You got Bones for a year. Werenski may not re-sign with you. Just burn it all down after this year anyway. But let's go see what we can do with 1 year where you actually just, I don't know, just take the mortgage and go to Vegas and just blow it all on, I don't know, one, like, just do it. See what happens. Maybe you hit.
If they're going to go all in for a year, then Dylan need to keep his job.
Dylan, yes, you need to go back and work for them. But yeah, I mean, this return, this is just a proposed trade. Like, if the Jackets get that offer, I don't know if they'll take it or not. But I'm saying, like, should they? Would that be the smart thing to do? Yeah. I'm tired of doing the smart thing. It's been smart thing for 25 years. This organization has looked very stupid over the last 25 years. So maybe we should just be dumb. Go opposite taco what you think you should do. Try the opposite approach and see what happens.
I just don't want to see them do a trade where, like this one, where it's like you have a three dudes in their early 20s. That just screams rebuild.
It
with
screams
your 70-year-old coach. Like, yes. what is the plan? What exactly? Like, right. And that's what pisses me off about this is because, like, it screams to me that they didn't see this coming, and maybe you should have.
Of course they didn't. No, they definitely didn't. They were hoping that Zach Werenski would just want to sign up again for the same old around here and hope that he would believe that this time it'll be better than all the other years he's been here.
Like, if they were the ones who initiated this conversation, which I'm starting to think they are, why didn't you do this before you decided who your head coach was going to be? Why wouldn't you be like, hey, Zach, you plan on sticking around? Because if not, maybe we'll just get a younger head coach that can grow with this team.
That's
instead
a fair
of
point.
Getting someone who, like, you bring in Bones to make the playoffs, not to rebuild a franchise.
Well, that's 100% right. Like, this felt like the Bones move was just this year. Let's redo what we had last year and add a few more pieces and see if this works. And if it doesn't, we're blowing it up anyway. But if it does work, we've got a core of guys we can trust. And then Rick can hand it off to the next guy who's going to be here for 10 years or more, hopefully. Instead, now you're in like half rebuild, half let's try to win this year, which is just, it's stupid. It's exactly what I got from this Frank Cervalli quote. This is from his podcast he does with John Buchagross, where he talked about what the Jackets' MO has been for the last 25 years, essentially.
Everything that they do is reactive. Like, I love Don Waddell. He's a wonderful guy. Don Waddell is nearing retirement age. They hired Rick Bonus for one more year to kick the can down the road for what? Everything is reacting to everything else that's going on. Why not get ahead of these things? Why not set your franchise on a path for success? Like, I swear their team slogan should be, we're just happy to be here, because that's what it feels like they are in the NHL. They're never going to be on a path to contention if everyone's constantly walking out the door because no one ever puts this team in the right place.
I don't disagree with anything you said.
How could you? I mean, he's really kind of preaching the gospel there. I mean, you look at their front office. I don't know how long they're going to be there. That's why that was one of the things that when they signed Charlie Coyle to the 5-year deal.
I think it was six.
Oh, it's whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's a long deal. Yeah.
Whatever. They said, Don Waddell or Rick Bonus ain't going to be here by the end of that deal. So it don't even matter to them.
Yeah. I look at that and I liked the Rick Bonus hire at the time, but I thought that meant that like everyone's coming back and you're adding pieces. If you're losing your franchise centerpiece of your team, it's a completely different offseason. It's a completely different mentality. It's you don't hire Rick Bonus then. You move on and you go get a younger coach who's going to build with that new young core you're going to build this offseason. Instead, they're in like they're reacting to what everybody else does. They're not proactive. And I think that is 100% accurate. Yesterday, we learned if you want to play in the NFL, probably doesn't help to be connected to a kidnapping case. Details next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now we're tracking two crashes, both on 71. The first one on 71 northbound, just past State Route 104. There is the right shoulder blocked off because of a crash. Crews are working to clear out right now. Watch for delays into downtown. And then also on 71, but in those southbound lanes, just past Cook Road, we've got the left shoulder blocked off because of a crash. I'm 10TV's Amy Stuggerwald with your Fan.
The Fan has a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to the Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
The extreme heat warnings go into place this afternoon as we are going to start off warm and muggy and then turning hot and sunny with temperatures in the 90s, but feels like well into the triple digits. We don't get much recovery as we go into tonight with mostly clear skies overnight and lows in the mid to upper 70s, so make sure to check on your neighbors. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 weather impact forecast.
Matty Ice is currently bathing himself in creamy jalapeno dip.
And I've officially run out of ways to tease this show. Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays at noon.
The Fan. Two men, one appendix. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
So we sitting here in the break, and we get a text message from old Fishy,
our boss,
in a group chat.
Uh-huh.
And it's a picture of just sandwiches.
Well, it's not just sandwiches.
Not just sandwiches.
Let's put some respect on it.
From Cat's Deli in New York City. So Fish and I are going, along with Tyler from our digital team, we're going to New York. Like right after the show, I'm flying out, be there tomorrow and then Thursday for this like radio conference. Going to get to meet, I don't know, I might get to meet convicted felon Craig Carton, who's a keynote speaker at the show. Yay!
Or
I'm excited to see
conspiracy theorists. Greg McElroy.
Yes, I could meet all these radio luminaries, all these legends of our business. I may just...
Anyway,
but like, so Fish has it. He gave me a document yesterday that has all the places we're going to eat planned out, laid out. That is the main reason I feel like we're going, and I'm here for it. So when we get off the plane, this is where we're going. We're going to Katz's Deli right away.
Fish needs to be stopped. So
I need this pastrami sandwich.
What do you just wake up? And the first thing on your mind is food?
Bingo.
You're talking about, I dream about it.
Got it. That's right. You figured it out, Tyvus. You're starting to get it now.
I thought it was rude for sending them in the group chat. There's only two of us that are going to get to partake.
I'm going to tell you what. No, I know. I feel bad. I feel bad.
Sent that to you.
Dylan, I promise you, I'll be thinking of you when I'm eating it. I will not be thinking of Tyvus because I know he wouldn't appreciate it.
Not at all.
He would appreciate it.
And you can go home. I can go make that at the house.
Go ahead.
I got some deli meat at the home.
They take 30 hours to like get their pastrami right. But I'm sure you can make it at home. You're exactly right. Yeah, go to Costco. Some Costco pastrami and say,
it's all about the person. It's all about how you layer the sandwich. You got to layer it.
Sure.
There is an art to making a sandwich.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
You can do it the same way.
John Cena got a man unit?
Wait, what? Pause. I'm not sure what we're talking.
Hair. That ain't his hair this whole time.
So he
a man unit? What does a man unit?
Like
Man United? What are you talking about?
A hair like transplant.
A hair piece.
Like
a wig or a toupee.
Is he getting a toupee?
No.
Is he getting a transplant or what's he doing?
Okay, he had his own hair for the longest time, but you remember when he was in his prime, it was always like buzz cut.
Yes.
Then I feel like he grew it out for movies and it was fine for a little bit, but then he had like a huge bald spot that people pointed out when he went back to the WWE because you can't hide it there.
Yeah, right.
So now he's just went all in, completely shaved his head in preparation for a hair transplant because he's a full-blown movie star now.
Jeez. Yeah,
he has a movie with Eric Andre that on Netflix that I just watched over the weekend that was like the number one thing they were trying to promote. Like John Cena is full-blown movie star now.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, he retired from wrestling at the end of last year, so he's going all in, and the hair transplant is included.
I saw this, that U.S. soccer star Landon Donovan, who's on the broadcast on these World Cup games, he and Ian Dark are like one of the broadcast teams. Landon Donovan a few years ago was on a broadcast, and like he turned his head sideways to look at someone on the camera. He looked like across the panel to the other person, and it caught like behind his ear. There was this huge patch of hair missing, and it turned out it's because he was trying to get a hair transplant, and they had told him like, yeah, we have to take some of the follicles from back here to put it in.
Yeah.
Problem was, he didn't realize that when he turned his head, all that would be visible on camera, and it looked awful. And so then people were like, oh, Landon's getting hair transplants. Apparently he's gone to Turkey to get his hair transplant. That didn't take. So now this man has been wide, like very open about this. He literally showed the process where he went in, they shaved the top of his head, they put the glue on it, and they just gave him a hair piece. And he said, I wear it for like a few months.
Yeah, I think that's the, it's good for a few months, and then you got to go get a new one. Here.
Yeah. But he, so that's when you see him, if you go watch a World Cup broadcast that he's doing, you'll see it. And for me being, I watched this guy play, and I remember what his hair looked like, because I was like, oh, we have the same hairline. We're like the same age. We have the same hairline. He's obviously in way better shape, but I was like, oh, I can relate to this dude, because exactly, he had the widow's peak, he had the thinning hair, and I was like, that's my guy. Now I see him, and he looks like he's a member of the Backstreet Boys. I'm like, there's no chance.
His hair transplant didn't take.
Apparently not.
You got to go to Caps.
I was going to say. They've been watching Big Ten Network. They've been their John Cena and Landon Donovan. They're like, look at Titus.
Listen, man, it's a unit. Yeah. I mean, it's a movement right now.
It's a unit.
We're stuck on unit.
I know, right? It's a movement. I started it.
Marcus.
LeBron started it, but I don't know what happened to his.
Well, LeBron, he had the spray paint looking one for a little bit.
The car, was it, who was it that had it so bad that it was rubbing off on other players?
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown, that's right. Oh, that one was,
that was bad. That's not a transplant. That was just like,
that was a spray.
Spray.
Well, didn't Carlos Boozer famously have that where it was like,
this was ridiculous.
Yeah.
He like took a can of paint and sprayed his whole head. That was terrible.
Yeah, that's pathetic. I mean, it's not pathetic. I empathize. I'm a balding guy. Like, I bald guy. I get it. Like, I just shave my head and wear a hat. But
you don't have to be. Go see people at Caps. They'll save you.
Maybe. I don't know. I may be too far gone.
I was looking at an old video of me just a second ago, and I was like,
I saw it.
Yeah, it was bad.
I got to be honest.
I let you down.
Because when you said you were getting a hair transplant, I was like, you don't need that. Your hair looks great. And now I see it with the transplant. I go, oh, no, you should have done that. That makes sense. You did it. You did the right thing.
Tyvus, don't tell T-Bone to go to Caps because he'll take your endorsement.
Hey, it's T-Bone again.
No, I'm not going that route. If you're someone who wants to do the glue the head on my hair thing, I'll do that. Why not? At this point, because then I can come in with different news.
If you walked in here with some hair,
let me promise you,
you would shut the station down.
Oh, I know. I may do it one time just for the effect. I may just show up one day, not say a word, and just look at it and be like, "Hi, how's it going?"
I don't know who you are.
Could you imagine doing that to? I want to do it to my kids. Like show up when I showed up with no beard when we shaved off my facial hair last year when you hit the home run in the softball game.
Yep.
I came home and they were like, "What am I looking at?" They were terrified. If I showed up with a full head of hair, they would not know what to do. I actually want to get like full metal hair, like the long hair.
Oh,
like get that put on and get extensions in it and everything. No, I want to be able to headbang. Absolutely.
No, you need to redo the John Clayton, I'm done with my segment.
Ma, I'm done with my segment.
Rip the whole thing.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Mario says, I need T-Bone to come in with a Fabio style. Yeah, blonde hair. Get the full Fabio going. Do you know who Fabio is, Tyvus? This is a good place to ask that question.
I feel like I do.
He was like a muscle-bound guy who they used. He was a model.
I feel like I do.
He was a model who used to be on the cover of those romance novels. They would use him. He was like the
muscly guy with long blonde hair. He was on the People's Magazine, I think, before. Yeah.
He used to do commercials and stuff, too.
Yeah,
my favorite piece of lore about him is when he rode a roller coaster to open it. It was like the first day at an amusement park of this new roller coaster, and he was on the front of the car. And a goose, I think he hit a goose, like with his face. Killed a goose.
With his face?
Like he's just going the roller coaster and a bird or a goose, something flew in front of him.
And he hit it.
And it hit him and he came back and his like whole face was covered in blood from the bird that he killed with his face, with his massive jawline.
Wow.
Crazy.
So apparently we learned that if you are involved in a kidnapping case, you cannot play in the NFL, especially if you suck. That is Terrion Arnold. Lions released him yesterday. He had a roller coaster day. He was up. Had $1 million bond, got out of jail, paid the $100,000, get out of jail. They said, you don't even have to wear an ankle monitor because we know you have to play for the Lions. And They won't let you wear that when you're at practice. And he said, oh, thank God I'm back. I can play. A couple hours later, the Lions are like, no, you can't. See ya. Cut him. Probably because if they don't cut him, they could have put him on the commissioner's exempt list, and then he would have gotten all his money and not been playing.
It. They did it so he couldn't get his money.
I'm guessing that's one of the reasons. I'm also guessing one of the reasons is he was a first-round pick who didn't really pop, and they didn't think he was that good. I'll tell you this. A lot of organizations have stood by guys who did a lot of other things, and those guys still got to play because they were thought to be better. Rashee Rice, I mean, he had his issues, legal issues, right? And yet, they stuck by him.
He's
on the team. They had free Rashee shirts on. Remember that? Like that. I mean, I'm just saying.
People was upset about that.
Yeah. So, like, I think we learned that's just how that goes. If he was an All-Pro, no chance he's gotten released today. Do you think?
No, they would have stuck it out.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard to find a lockdown corner.
Yeah, but I know you think he stinks, Tyvus, but they still needed him. I mean, he's going into his third year. He had 22 starts. Like, they obviously don't have anyone better.
They might try.
So I would give them some. They didn't have. I would give them some credit for.
They didn't have anyone better who, up until the point, one of these guys was accused of being involved, possibly, allegedly, in a kidnapping. And then they said, you know what, we'll find someone who's maybe not as good on the field, but that isn't the problem we have off the field with them.
You know, a team that don't seem like they're trying to win, that's in the business for trade?
Who's that?
The Cleveland Browns.
Hey, there you go.
Guess who they got? A top 10, arguably top 5 sometime corner.
Oh, you want them to trade Denzel Ward?
They could trade him. If they said to the Cleveland Browns, we'll give you a first round, we'll give up a first round pick for Denzel, he gone.
I don't think they're doing that. But make that move. Yeah, if you're the Lions, you should be trying to go all in. You know, like, it's starting to fade. Your window has started to close.
I don't think they're going to win. I think it closed already. But that's another story.
But they probably don't feel like that.
No, they don't.
They probably think we're still in our window. I'm with you that I think it's past them, but you go and add someone like Denzel Ward to your defense. Not that I'm rooting for that necessarily, but if it happens, you get the right deal for the Browns. Why not? You trade away literally the franchise player in Myles Garrett this offseason. Go ahead and trade everybody else,
too. I don't think Denzel will go for a first-round pick.
I don't think so either.
No, because he got the concussion issues.
Yeah, right.
But you never know.
Yeah. No, you don't. All right. So in a couple minutes, Meredith Garfalo, 10TV meteorologist. She is leaving 10TV. This is her last week on the air, but she's going to stop by to say goodbye with us. Of course, you hear her every day on the show, giving you all the weather updates. She'll come in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now, we are still watching a crash on 71 northbound just past Frank Road, State Route 104. That exit a little bit slow moving into the downtown stretch. Again, on 71 northbound and then on 71 also, but in those southbound lanes just past East Cook Road, we do have the left shoulder blocked off because of a crash. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your
Fan outcome. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. When Tyvus looks at Bone, he sees the future. Bald, fat, white. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
It's funny, Laura, who is one of the producers over at 10TV, she produces your segment, Tyvus,
yes.
When you go on.
Yep.
Every day, Laura comes over to see what we're talking about so she can put it on a graphic, and then she tells Tyvus what he's going to talk about when he gets on their show. And Laura is a big Detroit sports fan. And she said, yeah, it's been a rough few days for Detroit. And I was like, oh, because of the Malik Beasley news. She's like, no, the Terry and Arnold news was pretty bad. That sucked. And I was like, oh, yeah, that is worse. But then and then I was thinking Dylan Larkin wants out of Detroit of the Red Wings. Like,
they're going to have to trade Tarek Skubal. I feel bad.
I mean, we got a rough here with, you know, our guy Zach Werenski now wanting out Blue Jackets. But, like, that one's rough, too. Did you see what the Blue Line tweeted out yesterday? The Jackets official team store?
Mm-mm.
Pre-orders available for the new Team USA Werenski jersey. Because they didn't have them during the Olympics. Like, no one could get them. They thought, I think, like, Fanatics and whoever's in charge of that thought Canada was going to win. So they printed way more Team Canada jerseys. USA won. All of them got sold out. So they had a thing that said, hey, good news. We got them in stock. Order your Zach Werenski jersey. It'll be there in 3 to 6 weeks. And I thought, it might. He's not going to be here, though, in 3 to 6 weeks.
They're not going to trade Zach.
You don't think so, man?
Not this year.
I think they're going to trade him. And whether that's the right move or not, I think that's what they're going to do. They're just going to try to maximize what they can get for him. But yeah, that's Yeah, it's a frustrating one, man. I don't know where we're at with that. I don't understand it. But this is it's the world we live in. It's constantly guys trying to find the best deal for themselves, whether that helps the Jackets or not. Jackets have to help themselves at some point. I think they do.
When it comes to football and the weather, she knows everything. Welcome to the Football Friday Forecast with 10TV meteorologist Meredith Garfalo.
All right. No football. It's not Friday. Meredith is here, though. And this is bittersweet because we're glad you get to hang out. But this is your last week at 10TV.
It is. You know, it was a really hard decision to make, but I'm really going to be focusing on my health and wellness. The schedule has been really tough on me, but, you know, I've been doing television now for almost 2 decades, so I'm excited for a little bit of a change and something that allows me to sleep in a little bit more as well.
It's crazy they let you start doing television when you're apparently 8 years old.
Yeah,
I don't know how
exactly.
That happened. That's crazy.
I know.
Being here for 20
I was
years,
just
that's crazy,
that
man.
Good, guys.
Wow.
I was just that good.
Aaron, if you don't have to leave, you could call. We could call the whole thing off.
I know.
Is that how you, if you, what happens if you say I'm gonna resign and then you say I changed my mind?
Oh, go ask, I don't know. Many sports figures
that
have done
word,
that.
You could go ask
Michael Jordan.
Let's retire.
Let's ask him. I would
lots
love
of guys
to know.
Have retired, unretired. They got out, came back in. Yeah, that's fine. You know, at some point, Meredith, if you ever do that, you're obviously welcome back here. But
thanks,
yeah,
guys.
You could always come back here, too, and just do, like, none of the weather stuff and then just, like, hang out with us. You could do that part, too.
You know what? That could be fun. I could call in like they do with Howard Stern. I could be, like, your official call-in girl.
Oh, yeah. What do they call it? Like, there is a name for that. It's the people that are the stunt boys or something they call them, where they like, hey, let's send this person out and go ask people on the street about this topic or question they're doing.
Oh, that would be fun. I would actually enjoy doing that because I already do that for a living anyway. So
yeah, there you go. So, so you're not going to be here going forward, but we appreciate all the times you came in here. It's been a lot of fun. As you walk out the door, though, you leave us with a heat dome. So
thank you
for that.
Hey, guys, I can't just do anything ordinary. You know I always have to go extraordinary. Sorry about that.
Can you explain from a science weather perspective, like, why is it doing, like, why are we getting this level of heat coupled with this amount of humidity? Like, what causes that?
I mean, you just have this big old, like they say, it's a heat dome. So literally all this heat, all this moisture is just kind of trapped over our area for like 4 days. And until it starts to move out, until we get a front, it just sits and it builds. And think about it. Our overnight lows are down into the 70s. So it's going to be even gross at night. Like, you can see I pulled my hair back if you're just listening. So normally my hair's down, but I straightened it this morning with the blow dryer and it's already been doing curly cues. So I'm like, screw this.
Yeah.
I'm scared to even go outside.
Your beard's going to be down to your toes.
Yeah. Yes and no.
Listen, you and T-Bone.
Yeah, I know.
Yesterday I ran around the block and it was 90 and I was like, oh, this isn't bad. But like today the heat index is supposed to be 100.
I think we are between 100 and 105 today.
So
today.
Well, if you're trying to lose weight, you know.
Hey, there you go. That's the positive. You can lose weight. Your skin gets all that moisture, so you'll have a nice glisten.
I was going to ask, though, like, there is a danger, right, with being out in this stuff too long. And the reason, as I understand it, is because when you sweat, like, that's how our bodies cool off. When the air is humid, though, you don't get that relief because, like, it doesn't have anywhere to evaporate to. The air is already, like, full of moisture anyway, right? So that's where you can kind of get in a bad cycle there if you're out too long.
Well, look, and if you start to realize that you're like getting really thirsty, but you're not sweating, when you're not sweating, that's always a sign of dehydration early. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I get it. It's a holiday week. I mean, I have a tee time booked this week. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that are golfing. Like, it's going to be miserable, but if you take the breaks, look, I love a good beer like everybody else, but don't drink a lot and don't drink water or you're going to regret it playing golf this week.
Wait a minute. What time is your tee time?
My tee time? Well, there's one on Friday that's in the morning, but I don't have a beer until I go around the turn.
Oh, yeah. That's of course.
Late morning.
That's
Although for me, 9 o'clock has like been lunchtime for me.
Well,
so
right.
I can just finish off this week and I'm in good shape.
I don't know if most people realize this. Walk people through what the schedule is like for someone who is on the air. You guys come on at 4:30. 30 or 5?
We come in at 5, but literally, so I have to get up between 2 and 2.30. Depends if I prepare the night before. If we have to have a team meeting at 2.30 where I have to go on the call and talk about what's happening, then I have to do that. Then I have to get ready. Then I have to come to the station. I try to get here by 3.30. Then I do my own hair and makeup, by the way. Nobody does it for me. I always get that question. And then I have to get all my maps put together, my forecast put together, do radio hits. What else do I have to do? Update the website. I know. The fan needs the weather reports for the day. And then, yeah, we're on the air at 5, whether I like it or not. That's the thing that people don't realize is, and I've had nightmares about that, where the clock does not, it always starts at 5 o'clock. It's not like I can say, oh, I'm running late. Let's push it to like 5:01, 5:15. I wish some mornings.
No, I know. But that is the thing that, like, I've had plenty of jobs where you're able to just say, like, hey, can we push that meeting back? I'm running a little late today. Right. It's like, nope. They just yell at you because you're like, why are you not here? It's you're on in like 12 minutes. Get here. Make it happen.
Yeah. And so, weather always leads.
So
yeah.
If you're programmed to wake up between 2 and 2:30. What is your new, after Thursday, what is your new wake up time?
I think it's going to be like I do on the weekends, right? Like Friday nights, like some Friday nights, I'm in bed by like 8, 9 o'clock. And it's ridiculous.
That's staying up late for you?
Hey, if I get real creative sometimes, like, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do on this Friday. I'm going to probably be so exhausted. But no, some Friday nights I go to bed and if I sleep until 6 or 7, I'm excited.
No, honestly, like doing more morning radio, like, it's been an adjustment for us all moving to mornings.
I can understand,
but we show up here and like we're on YouTube and there's cameras, but like I can throw a hat on and a t-shirt and it's like, all right, job done. Like,
right,
the people on TV have to, I'm like, because we see the national people, the local people, like, you guys all have to have like a billion hours of like hair or makeup. The guys have to wear suits. The women have to wear dresses. Like, it's
right.
There's all this like preparation to go. And every day it's like, well, I just wore that shirt yesterday. Who cares? I can wear it again, or I can wear it in a couple days. You guys, it seems like, have to have a new outfit every single. So I don't know how you guys do.
I just can't wait to wear tinted moisturizer and mascara and call it a day.
Right. There you go.
not spend 30 minutes on makeup.
And yeah. What is the fourth looking like weather wise? Are we far out?
Yeah, that is. So it's still going to be hot. I mean, I don't think it's going to be as oppressive as it is going to be between now and Friday. It's still going to be hot. I mean, you're probably going to have your feels like in the 90s. We might have some thunderstorms in the afternoon, which I know you don't want that. But if we don't start to get some changes in rain and storms, we're not going to cool off.
When is the fireworks around here?
Mother Nature's putting on her own show, Tyvis, didn't she?
Yeah, there you go.
Watch the lightning. That might have to be stars and stripes forever.
Hey, that is the most Midwest thing, is just go stand out on the porch and watch the lightning come in. Don't actually do that.
No, don't. That's so dangerous. So dangerous. Watch it from, you know, inside in your patio.
Well, last question, because you brought this up. You said that like you like a beer when you go out golfing. Is there a particular beer that Meredith Garfalo aims for when the beer cart comes around? Yeah.
Summer Shandy's good. The Garage beer is pretty good. I've tried that. But yeah. I do have to say my all-time favorite, but this is again when I play later in the afternoon, is I do like a good transfusion, a vodka transfusion. I've loved grape juice since I was like 5. So yeah, surprise I like it now.
Transfusions are...
They're dangerous, though. You can only have one. One and done.
No. Yeah, I totally can't have it.
It has vodka in it.
Well, Meredith, it's been a lot of fun.
We're going to miss you.
We love you, too. And hopefully, best of luck going forward.
That's cool.
I'm staying town. So don't worry, guys. You're going to see me around Columbus.
Let's call the whole thing off. And let's just show up on Monday.
All right. Let me think about it. I'll get back to you. See how the 4th of July goes.
Meredith shows up on Monday. She's going to be walking and be like, hey, guys. And then it's going to be a little of this and a little of that. And like, why did I sign up to come back here? I'm exhausted. I'm done. Meredith, thanks again. Appreciate it. We're going to miss you, but we wish you all the best of luck going forward.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. We'll hit the buzzer when we come back. T-Bone and Tyvis on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now, we are still watching a crash on 71 northbound just past Frank Road, State Route 104. That exit a little bit slow moving into the downtown stretch. Again, on 71 northbound and then on 71 also, but in those southbound lanes, just past East Cook Road, we do have the left shoulder blocked off because of a crash. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fix Reserve.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube. Weekday morning starting at 6.
If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate.
If you're a fan of Jeff Gutoff,
drive directly to a hospital.
Seriously.
The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
If it's 4:30 in the morning and you see a ginger version of Dom DeLuise speeding down 33, don't panic. It's just T-Bone.
We are driving. We are driving.
We like driving. We like driving.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
We are eating.
We are eating.
Joining the program, a guy who doesn't really like to eat like other people on this program. Eric Reeser.
What does that even mean?
Well, he's sitting over there salivating over a dang on deli sandwich.
All right. I'm going with fish to a radio conference
in
New York today. I'm leaving after the show. Fish has it on the docket that we are going to Katz's Deli when we get there.
Who does
which it? Has, you know, famous for their pastrami and Rubens and all that. So Fish sent a picture of the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And
Are you one of those guys that when you are traveling, you think of like places that you want to eat before you get there? Or figure it out when you get there?
Any vacation, I've looked into what's available food-wise.
Maybe it's just me. You know what? This is one of those situations where maybe I'm the problem.
Because I also look at menus before I go to restaurants.
Yeah, right. What's wrong with that?
I do that too. Now.
Okay.
If I've never heard of the place.
Sure.
But I'm saying, like, if I'm going to...
You mean like eating like the locals eat?
Correct.
What you're saying.
If I'm vacationing in Tennessee, it's not like I'm looking at what's the best restaurants in Tennessee. I'm going to get to Tennessee and then I'm going to pull my phone out and say, where's the restaurants around here? And I'm going to pick something off of that.
Oh, I feel like for me, I feel like that would be the same for me as like, well, I don't know. Tennessee is south. So I just get on 71 south and see what happens. Like I'll eventually run into Tennessee at some point. It's like, no, I gotta have a plan so I get there efficiently. Same thing with the food. I gotta have a plan of like, hey, if I want to eat at these places that I'm only gonna be able to get when I'm there, I gotta have a plan to be like, that's lunch today,
now,
that's dinner tomorrow.
To that point, if I'm on vacation, I'm mapping out what I'm doing and then I'm mapping out where to potentially eat around what's going on.
Like, yeah,
if it's beach or if it's bar or National Monument, whatever, what's close to that?
Yeah, right.
I guess food is just the last thing on my mind.
Well, for a trip like what?
It's absolutely the last thing on my mind.
You literally told us earlier today you went to three different fast food places because your wife wanted something, your kids wanted something different, and then you picked a third option.
Yeah, but I'm talking about as far as the vacation goes.
That's fine. I'm just saying, you can't say food is the last thing
it
on your
is.
Mind.
You
I mean, just, outside of Bone going to New York to interview for the Mets managerial opening, it's very regimented, these conferences.
Yeah.
So you've kind of...
Don't they provide food at the conference?
Yeah, but if you're... When was the last time you were in New York?
Me?
Yeah.
It's been probably close to 10 years. Like, I went back for the World Series in 2016. So, yeah, it's been about 10 years.
It's been... Since the last time I was in New York was probably like 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago.
Okay, well, for those of us who don't jet set frequently.
Yeah, right. I don't know when I'm going back.
I was only there for 24 hours.
And I've been
be nice.
I've been to New York a handful of times. I've never been to Katz's. So like
me
this
either.
this is on the docket to like. This
I'll
is
say
one
this
of our
about
things.
Katz's. It's good, but if the line's out the door, I'm not waiting.
No, I feel the same way.
Well, guess what's gonna happen?
Well, you know, Ty,
there's a chance.
There's
it's
there's
the summertime.
You know that there's like a process when you go to this place. You apparently have to walk in. They give you a ticket. You can't lose the ticket while you're in there.
Yeah, it's like a delicatessen.
No. This ticket. It gets you in the door.
It's not like
basically.
What it is a delicatessen.
It is a delicatessen.
Called Katz's delicatessen.
The point is that they give you this ticket and then that helps them figure out what your order is. But when you leave, you have to give it back to the guy. When you walk in, you have to give
or
it to the same guy.
Throw it away.
Then you have to pay them $50.
If you don't get a ticket back.
Yeah. Like, so there's a whole, and then when you go up and order, you can't like say, give me a sandwich. It's like a whole process. You have to tell them if you want it juicy or not.
Because it will
like,
be busy.
It's busy.
I can't Uber Eats this thing.
Cannot.
Order for pickup.
Yeah, this is exactly your MO. Fan poll today, sponsored by JT's Pizza Pub. Who will LeBron James play for next season? Good job, Dylan, coming up with that. Cavs, Warriors, Lakers, or other?
Wild Hogs Warriors, baby.
I'm going to put Warriors on there, and that is what a lot of you are saying, too. 40% of you saying Warriors, then it is Lakers 33%, Cavs at 20%, other 6.7%. You can see that. 971 The Fan on Twitter/X. Be there for you.
Do you know what happened yesterday?
What's that?
Bronny James's contract with the Los Angeles Lakers became fully guaranteed. $2.3 million.
Okay. Let him live. Good for him.
So that means he ain't going with his father?
I mean,
why not? you take $2.3 million. It's a hard number to throw in a trade.
The thing with the Warriors is they've got to figure out what to do with the $50 million that's owed to Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
his knee doesn't work.
No, they probably need to figure that out. I've also been thinking randomly because you brought up Bronny. I've been thinking of Thanasis Antetokounmpo. Like,
oh, he ain't going.
They said they ain't doing that.
Yeah, they said he ain't.
I know,
going.
But I like I've been thinking about it though because
won't
like,
be good.
Well. Also means like I wonder how much longer he's going to be in Milwaukee. Like I don't know how long that's going to last right now without his brother there. Isn't that kind of the thing? Like, is he kind of there because of his brother being on the
yeah.
team?
Yeah, he just won't make the roster next.
Yeah,
season.
I was going to say like that's kind of
they're
like,
not going to announce anything. No, they're not going to say anything.
No,
they just won't have him on the roster the next time they release or the G League roster. They just thank you for your service.
That's right.
In the other category, some crazy team that I've been seeing. Is the Washington Wizards because everyone's saying the smoke about him and AD wanting to play together. But you also have Trae Young and AJ DeBanta there. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, I don't think I can't
imagine Washington trying to add to that. Right now.
He should go to the Blazers so he can make it more weird of
with
a roster.
Ja,
Dane.
He doesn't play point guard, so they
Drew
don't want
Holiday, him.
It's very odd.
And I don't even know who they are.
So when they move that team to Columbus, like we're how's that going to work?
I don't want to take a team from anyone, but
if
they are moving, I do want a team for sure. What do you guys have coming up on Bishop and Friends today, Reese?
So do some of that. There's Zach Werenski's thing is going to be a thing until it's not, I guess. So we're just going to be speculating into hell until there's movement on it. Aaron Portsline said on the show yesterday, it could be as quick as July 1st.
Yeah.
So once NHL free agency opens, Z's the first thing that gets moved, and then kind of the rest of the dominoes for the Blue Jackets fall after that. Dom Tabari, boy, he picked a time to go on retirement because it feels like in the last 3 weeks there's been so much news. Ohio State's done a great job on the recruiting trail. Jeremy Birmingham's going to join us at 11:30. But this Z stuff, you know, I think to Dom, who's covered and been with the Blue Jackets since their inception, since people were thinking about conceiving the Columbus Blue Jackets, Dom's been on this. So he'll come on at 10:30. He's been looking for Sasquatch for a couple of weeks, too.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
So we'll get a Sasquatch update, maybe, from Dom. I mean, again, Bigfoot's never wanted to be found. So if anybody's going to find him, it's going to be Dom.
That's exactly right.
And then we'll do the real truth at 10 o'clock.
Hey, you in these woods? No? All right, I'll be back. And it's just like he goes to every state park and does
and
that.
And yells in the woods asking for,
Sasquatch!
I just ran into Dom last Saturday.
Physically?
Yeah.
Man, he's a little older.
We was at,
be careful.
Delicate.
We was down at Indian Lake.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you guys were at the fundraiser, right?
Yeah, but he
doesn't
down
get into the water.
He was down there for, he said he was meeting with Jerry Marks.
Oh, okay. Well, let him live. Down there, Indian Lake's like up there, but that's another.
You know what
around
I mean.
There.
You know what I mean.
I got it. Yeah. All right, Bishop and Friends.
Boy, mount me.
Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon, right here on the Fan.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for the buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
All right, I found a story that may get me to stop eating fast food, and that's a tall order. Oklahoma woman is suing a former Arby's manager, alleging the employees knew that this employee had oral herpes.
Whoa.
One of my favorite pictures. Oral. No, that's Hershiser. My
whoa.
Bad. Intentionally spit in her food.
Whoa.
And then gave that to her. So in this complaint, Jenica Church accuses Amanda Hendricks, former Arby's manager who was in charge at the time, of spitting in her food. This is in, Broken Bow, Oklahoma. Apparently, video surveillance shows that this woman did spit in her food. And apparently also, not from video surveillance, this is just now known.
She has herpes.
Hendricks has had an active herpes outbreak with visible lesions. This other woman, Jenica Church, claims she then, after eating the food, got the same thing, got diagnosed.
She got herpes?
Yeah. Lawsuit goes on to claim workers tried to hide surveillance footage.
Oh, wow.
Because they did not want this to become known. Tell you what.
Where is the Arby's? Where is this Arby's located?
It's in Broken Bow, Oklahoma.
Okay.
So
you'll never get a 5 for 5 again.
That's rough. I tell you what, if I'm Arby's right now, I don't want my name out there with this. I'm settling with this woman. I'm saying, how much money do you want?
I'm saying
I'm giving you whatever you want.
She wants to
ask for $1 billion.
She wants to own it.
I don't want this story out there anymore. I'm paying you. We got to end this right now.
All right, so it's out there. You're not worried if you're in Oklahoma City or if you're in Norman about going to this Broken Bow Arby's.
Don't go there. Get out of there. Leave it. That one, you just may have to start over. Not build a new
location. Oh, burn it down. Yeah,
yeah, at that point. Build a new location for that. Yeah, that's no
good. Yeah, you can be a Valvoline now.
That's no. That's a good call. All right, that's it for us. Tomorrow, Tyvis and Joshua Perry, 6 a.m. Be
pray,
here for
pray
it.
Pray for me.
Bishop and Friends is next. T-Bone and Tyvis on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and happy Tuesday. Still watching a crash on the west side of the 70-270 interchange. Both east and westbound lanes of I-70 to 270 northbound into the Hilliard area are highly restricted this morning. Watch for crews as they clear that out. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your